It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. That's the site of this afternoon's MIAA postseason tournament championship game in the men's bracket. As Northwest Missouri State coming in as the number one seed will take on number three seed Washburn. Bearcats are 26-3 and the Ichabods come in 22-8. These two teams have met twice before this season, with the Bearcats taking both of those games, once here at Municipal Auditorium early in the year, and then just a couple weeks ago in Topeka, Kansas, on the Washburn campus. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer for this afternoon's game is Kyrese Devine. And Matt Gorder, this is what they all play for, to get to this particular time of year, the conference tournament championship, and then go on hopefully later to NCAA Division II playoff action. But today, a big go on hand for both of these teams.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I have to correct something I said last night, because I said there's nothing better than a Saturday night in Kansas City during the MIAA tournament. Well, yeah, it's a Sunday afternoon in Kansas City during the MIAA tournament. The excitement level is already high. Both crowds are going to be huge for Washburn and obviously for Northwest, as we've seen. The excitement level's there, and, you know, for Northwest, probably have locked up the top seed in the region, but you just well win this game and not have to worry that much about it. But for Washburn, you know, they're playing to get a higher seed in the tournament, the automatic bid, not have to worry about whether or not you're going to be in. There's also other teams from the MIAA watching this game very closely, like Missouri Southern. Where are they going to end up now in the rankings after losing a first-round game in the MIAA tournament? So this is important, obviously, to the two teams playing, but it's important even beyond that when you talk about regional.
And when you talk about playing on Sunday afternoon at Municipal Auditorium, the Bearcats have had some experience with that. For Northwest, going for their third straight tournament title here, and they've been here many times before that. You look at the Ichabods early on in this tournament. They were kind of a regular item here for championship day, but it's been since 2012 since they played for the tournament title.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've seen a lot of the Washburn women, and they weren't here in the women's championship game that just got over a few minutes ago. So a Washburn team is represented. They're playing some really good basketball right now. This is going to be a good college basketball game.
When you talk about the game that just preceded this one, that was the women's championship. That saw Lindenwood, a number 9 seed, defeat Fort Hays State, the number 3 seed, 58-51. During the regular season in our games with Lindenwood, we talked about how it really felt like that Lindenwood women's team was much better than what their record would indicate at that time. Well, they put things together at the right time.
Yeah, and made history twice, really, with the win today. A, they were the first number 9 seed to win the MIAA tournament, and two, the first team to win 4 games, because they had to play a play-in game before getting here to Kansas City, but the first team to win 4 games to win the tournament championship as well. They got the automatic bid into the postseason tournament, so very happy locker room for Lindenwood.
This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll be back to have more in our pregame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey as we check the way these two teams got to the championship game this afternoon for the Washburn men. They open up playing the quarterfinals on Friday with a victory over Nebraska Kearney, the number six seed, 75-65. The final score in that game is Cameron Wiggins went big for the Ichabods. He ended up with 27 points. Washburn also got 40 points off their bench in that game. And then yesterday in the semifinals, it was a win over Fort Hays State, 77-53, as they opened up the early lead and never looked back. Big day for Brady Skeens as he ended up with 24 points to lead the Ichabods. And for Northwest Missouri State, it was an opening night win over Pittsburgh State. And then last night, the late game saw Northwest defeat Central Oklahoma 65-57. And Matt Gorder for the Bearcats, really two similar type of games. Now, in the first game, obviously, the offense was a little more prevalent, but two very workmanlike wins for the Bearcat men.
Yeah, and that's because they played well on defense both nights, and that's what's going to help you get victories, even if you're off a little bit offensively. But that's what makes it feel workmanlike, because defending does make a game a little bit uglier, but usually you get the result you want when you're defending well, and Northwest has done that to this point.
When you look at some of the big guns for the Ichabods, I mentioned a little bit about Wiggins and then, of course, Skeens. Those are two players that Northwest has handled pretty well in the first two meetings.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And one thing, you know, they got the big victory yesterday, and the big reason for that is they weren't double-teaming Skeens down low. There wasn't a lot of help down low on Brady Skeens, and you got to help out with that guy. He's that good, and Northwest does a good job with their help side defense. Now, they won't bring somebody all the way off a player necessarily to help, but you'll see guys slide down, swat at the ball, just keep him a little bit off balance. If you can do that, you can have some success against him, but you have to play hard against him for 40 minutes.
Like, one thing that might help Northwest today as well is in last night's game with Central Oklahoma, they went up against the top shot-blocking team in the MIAA. Now, you look at this afternoon's game with the Ichabods, another shot-blocking team that they had a lot of success with that. So Northwest had a little bit of work going against two similar teams in that respect.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they know how to approach that. And not that they're not going to get any shots blocked today, but they know how to avoid that and how to stay away from that. And, you know, for Washburn, their one advantage is they had a pretty easy game yesterday, so they had a lot of guys subbing, you know, with 12 minutes to go, so their legs might be a little bit more fresh, but I don't think you're going to talk about the Cats and worry about whether they're conditioned or ready to go.
Ichabod's under first-year head coach Fred Ballard as he takes over for the longtime head coach and Bob Chipman, who retired after last season. And one thing we noticed early on in that first meeting with the Ichabods was that it's really a different type of effort we saw the Ichabods from that very first game they played back here at Municipal Auditorium Northwest early in the season.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They have made some huge strides. You kind of wondered what kind of year it might be for them, and they really made it obviously into a great year here into the tournament championship. Them losing Isaiah Clark to an injury does hurt them a little bit, but it seems like they've been able to recover and still continue to play well without him in the lineup.
And it's Northwest and Washburn. A reminder, this segment underwritten by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients for at-risk heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available at MyMosaicLifeCare.org. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, the site of today's MIAA postseason tournament men's bracket championship game. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, another good win for your team last night, a victory over Central Oklahoma. One of those hard-fought wins that you just found a way to get it done.
Yeah, I think both games have been that way, where we've had to find ways to win. Haven't been hitting shots, haven't played great up to this point, but we've played really, really hard. And sometimes you need to do that in postseason while you're starting to get things to click. Hopefully tonight they click because we're going to need to hit shots.
And you had some guys who statistically maybe didn't look good in the box score, but they stepped up and made some big plays at key times in the game.
Oh, absolutely. We always do. You know, everybody that comes in the game executes and competes and plays hard. And you can really count on our guys to do that.
Third meeting of the year with Washburn Ichabod's, a team that's playing real well right now.
Yeah, they're playing good, and they were playing probably even better the first or second time we played them. So they'll be ready. They'll be at a high level. They play extremely hard, get after O-boards, tough physical team, so we need to be ready.
What are some things you're looking at to do today that maybe you haven't done in the first two meetings?
Boy, I don't know. Make shots more consistently. I thought the first time we played them, we made shots. Second time, we didn't have Justin, so we didn't make a ton of shots, but we guarded them. We need to make sure that we defend at a high level. Need to make sure that we're ready to compete, get 50-50 balls, and understand the magnitude of this game.
Games like this is what you play for, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what our kids are born to do, and hopefully they are tonight.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Coach, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or PitsAutoBody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the JL Housing Company.
And we're back in Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest Missouri State and Washburn getting ready to play for the championship of MIAA men's bracket. Northwest the number one seed and the Ichabods the number three seed. And Northwest at 26-3 and the Ichabods at 22-8 coming into today's game. Again, Northwest has won the first two meetings, running here at Municipal Auditorium back on early portion of this season, as Northwest defeated Washburn 86-78 in that first meeting. And then in the second game, which was played in Topeka, Northwest was a 58-50 winner. Northwest held Washburn to just 13 points in the first half in that game. So we look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest Missouri State, the MIAA Player of the Year for the third straight year, Justin Fitz leads the team, a 5'10 senior out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging just under 20 points and three rebounds a contest. And he also comes in averaging 4.6 assists per game. That's third in the MIAA. Xavier Kurtz starting at a guard spot, 6'4 senior from St. Joseph, Missouri and Lafayette High School. Coming off a six-point performance last night, averaging 7 points and three rebounds a game. At a four, Chrissy Buendow, his second straight start after missing a couple of games to end the season with an ankle injury. He's a 6'7 senior out of Stavanger, Norway, averaging 13 points and seven rebounds a game. A second-team All-MIAA performer, and he's also fifth in the MIAA in rebounding. Troy Wittes, a 6'7 junior from Chenhausen, Minnesota, Minnesota State Mankato, averages 12 points and three rebounds a contest. He's coming off a night last night where he scored just 2 points, but two very big points on the offensive end, then came down on the defensive side, forced to charge, and that was a key point in that ballgame when they went over Central Oklahoma, where Northwest was able to pick up some momentum from that point. Starting at the post, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 11 points and four rebounds a game. Coming off a 13-point performance last night, and in the win over Pittsburgh State, had 19 points in that game. He's a member of the All-MIAA defensive team, as well as the third-team All-MIAA performer. For the Ichabods, under Brett Ballard, their head coach, they'll be starting at a guard, Randall Smith, a 6-foot senior from Lawrenceville, Georgia, and a transfer from Jacksonville State, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also to guard, Javion Blake, a 6'3 junior from Olathe, Kansas, averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds a contest. In the first meeting, he's held to just 6 points in that contest here at Municipal Auditorium. At a four, Tyus Martin, a 6'4 junior from Wichita, Kansas, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per contest. In the last meeting in Topeka, he had a big night. He ended up with 15 points and 7 boards. Also at a forward is David Salock, a 6'7 junior from Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. Last night in their victory, he had 14 points in that contest in Washburn's win over Fort Hays State. In the first meeting against the Bearcats, Salock had 11 points and 4 rebounds, but was held to just 2 points and 5 boards in Topeka. So Northwest has done a pretty good job on Salock inside. And the big player to watch for Washburn is Brady Skeens, a 6'7 senior from Lenexa, Kansas. Averages 15 points and 11 rebounds a contest. He has also blocked 71 shots this season. and he leads the MIAA in blocks per game at just under three a contest. When the Bearcats faced him in Topeka, Northwest again did a good job inside, holding Skeens to 5 points, but he did pull down 14 rebounds. First meeting he was in double figures with 10 points and also a 15 points and 10 rebounds. So he had a double-double against Northwest here at Municipal Auditorium. He also leads the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 73.7%. So Brady Skeens, a very tough player, as he is also coming off 24 points and 9 rebounds last night in their win over Fort Hays State. So that's the way the lineups look. Again, it's Northwest and Washburn. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, the site of the MIAA postseason basketball tournament. It's the men's bracket final. The Northwest Missouri State will face Washburn. The Ichabods are 22-8. The Bearcats are 26-3. Northwest Missouri State has already claimed the MIAA regular season championship, and they've claimed that for the fifth straight year, looking for their third straight tournament title as they face the Ichabods this afternoon. And the Ichabods are the number three seed, the Bearcats the number one seed. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Kyrese Devine. And Matt Gorder, we're just a few moments away from tip-off here as the Bearcats will be coming out on the floor for their final warm-up here after getting some words from Coach Ben McCollum in the locker room. And great atmosphere for basketball at Municipal Auditorium, as it always is when we come down here, and just can't say enough about the support the Bearcats get here in Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one cool thing is, how many of these have we seen, and how many big games have we seen the Bearcats play, but it always feels like the last 5 minutes before tip-off goes so slow because you're just anticipating the ball game and what's about to take place, and it can't get started quick enough.
Well, we have a chance to spot 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. One thing about it, not a lot of secrets between these two teams. A meeting number three.
Yeah, and that's what happens a lot in the MIAA tournament. Not all the time. Obviously, Northwest plays Central Oklahoma for just the second time, but that's where you really find out who wins and who's got the best program from top to bottom. When there's no secrets and you're just playing on the talent, the scouting report, who executes the scouting report the best, that sort of thing, that's the team that ends up winning here. You don't hide anything and you don't change anything. because they've played three straight days, so it's not like you can add a lot to what you've been doing or change what you've been doing. You just try to go out there and do it better than you did the last time you played them.
Reminder that Bearcat basketball underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner. Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit with brothers Steve and Dan Miller. And Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. So, again, just a few moments away from the tip-off here. And, Matt, we've seen two very good games between these two squads already this season. Really don't anticipate anything much different than that. Two top teams in the MIAA, two very fundamentally sound teams, and two teams that really leave it on the floor at the end of each game.
Well, typically in the postseason, you've got to play as mistake-free as possible, and these are two teams that are the most likely to play mistake-free, in the MIAA. There are some good teams, there's some talented teams, but it seems like as far as playing with mistake-free and doing everything, all the little things that you're supposed to, these two teams both embody that. So that's why I think it's so highly anticipated by more than just the fans of these two teams. There's a lot of people that are neutral, that don't care who wins this game, that are expecting a good college basketball game today.
When you look at the Ichabods, another strong rebounding team the Northwest will face. So far, they've neutralized a couple pretty good rebounding teams coming in, too, with this matchup for the championship. So Northwest worked hard on the boards, despite statistically not being as good a team rebounding as some of the teams we faced, but they just outworked the last two teams that they played inside.
Yeah, the most impressive was how they out-rebounded Pittsburgh State and held Pittsburgh State to just one offensive rebound in that quarterfinal game, because Pitt State, they live on offensive rebounds. They're a very, very good rebounding team, and Northwest was able to hold them down that entire ball game and keep them to just one offensive rebound for the entire game.
Very honest, being introduced in front of the fans here again for the Bearcats is Justin Pitt, Xavier Kurth, Chrissy Bruindow, Joey Wittes, and Brad Doherty. And again, you look at a couple of those guys, Pitts and Endow in particular, have been battling some late season injuries. But when you get at this time of the year, I think everybody on both teams have a lot of bumps and bruises they just have to play through.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, those guys are feeling a little bit of pain, but there's a difference between pain and injury. You can play through pain, you can't play through an injury. And those guys, I think Pitts probably is a little closer to 100% than Endow is. Of course, his injury was a little bit earlier than Endow's, but Endow hasn't had the greatest tournament, probably because of that ankle, but he's making some important contributions. And other guys will pick it up in terms of the scoring and things like that. Endow on the boards and Endow defensively is where he's really important.
Oh, no doubt about that. And of course, it's good to see Justin back to where he's got that quick first step again when he goes to either driving to the basket with the basketball or away from it on to go on a backdoor cut to where something that was a little bit slow when they first came down with that turf toe injury, and it's good to see that that's back for him.
Yeah, and he was, this Washburn team didn't really experience the regular Justin Pitts the second time they played at Lee Arena, and so maybe that's one of the differences today that tilts it Northwest way. We'll have to wait and see. Pitts a full go when he wasn't against Washburn.
And that last meeting in Topeka, that's one that first came about, and I don't think they even wanted to play him in that game, but Xavier Kurth got in a little bit early foul trouble in the first half, and he ended up playing, I think, quite around 6-7 minutes, and I think he would have just as soon setting that entire ball game, they just needed somebody to give him some minutes when Xavier had to go to the sideline.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you could tell the more he was on the floor in that game, the worse it hurt, and it slowed him down more and more. And there was an instance where he kind of stubbed that toe as well. So, yeah, he was nowhere near Justin Pitts in that ball game, and that will be a difference today.
I think another key for today's game is how the two teams' benches perform. In the Ichabods, in their quarterfinal game, they had 40 points off the bench in that game. Of course, 27 of those coming from Cameron Wiggins. So that accounted for a lot of it there. But
yeah.
Both of these teams have been able to get a lot of support off the bench.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You have to have that in the postseason, especially on this day, because you've played for three straight days. So you're going to probably see a little more rotation than you normally would, just trying to keep the legs as fresh as possible for this game throughout the entire game.
We're 40 minutes away from a tournament title for one of these two teams, the Ichabods and Bearcats, coming out to midcourt, the officials for today's game. Brad Ferry along with Ed Grinshaw and Jeff Mallon. Northwest in their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green, and for the Ichabods, gray uniforms with blue numerals outlined in white. Brady Steens will jump center for the Ichabods. Brett Doherty for Northwest. Northwest in this first half will go from our right to our left. The tip is up, and this game is underway. As Doherty taps it to Endell, Northwest will take it into the front court, looking at man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. Pitts dribbling near the MIAA emblem at midcourt, dribbles left side. Out front for Wittes, down the lane he goes. Slides to a halt, but slides just a little too far and gets called for a travel. Game just underway. Inbound to Randall Smith for the Ichabods. He'll dribble left side. Out between the circles, finds Salock. And on the right wing is Blake. Right side schemes. Back down the lane, in the lane. Ball struck by his hands by Doherty, and it goes to Pitts. And Northwest gets the turnover. So first two possessions, two turnovers, one for each team. Pitts gets a screen out front by Doherty. Down the lane left he goes to the left baseline as he goes to the sideline. The whistle, and play steps on the baseline, the ball goes right back to the Ichabod.
Yeah, and that's a mistake you don't see Justin Pitts make, and the type of mistakes we were just talking about that these two teams don't typically make.
Might be a little bit on the line here today and a few early jitters. Across the timeline, right side, Smith. Hands off on the right wing for Blake. Out between the circles, drives on Kurth. Back to Smith's right side. Out front, Salock looks on the left side for Martin. Long bounce pass, low left scheme, drives on Doherty, cuts off the baseline, goes up with a shot, and hits it. Brady Skeens with the first 2 points of this game. We're a minute in. Hits across the timeline right side. Out between the circles. Salock picks him up, goes right side for Kurth. Back out to Pitts. To Kurth on the right sideline. Right in front of the Ichabod bench, finds Doherty at the free throw line. Left side, Pitts. Clock box at 10 seconds. Pitts with the dribble to the left wing. Left side for Endell toward the left corner. Now we'll drive. Free throw line. Lots of right side. Wittes with one on the shot clock. Takes the three. Misses it. He banks it, but it didn't hit the rim. And the shot clock violation gives the ball to the Ichabod. A 2-0 game. Washburn in front of Northwest. Randall Smith into the front court. Dribbles left side. Out to the top of key. Salock. Bearcats a man-to-man defense. Smith left side, low left scheme. Takes it in lane, spins left side on Doherty. The left-handed shot banks it, and it goes in. So 4 points for Steens, and it's a 4-0 Ichabod lead over the Bearcats. And Bearcat head coach Tim McCullen calls the timeout. 18-11 left in the first half. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.O. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, 4-0. The Ichabods in front of the Bearcats and Northwest with the inbound following the timeout. Pitch will dribble in front of the scores table off the right side. Lobs it into the front court right for Endell. Now between the circles with it. Bounce pass high post to the left, Doherty. The Pitts on the left wing. Pitts back to Doherty. Dribbles down to the left baseline. Spins past Skeens. Up the shot. Won't go, but a reach over foul coming up on Skeens. He'll get called for the foul. Trying to go for the block.
No, that's the key, too, inside, is if either of the bigs or either team gets in some foul trouble early on in this ballgame, it can mean that becomes a big factor.
One thing going in, too, the Northwest wants to go with some shot fakes on Skeens inside. He's a big shot blocker, but likes to go for the pump fakes at times. Doherty at the free throw line, hits the first free throw. And it's a 4-1 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn. 17:54 left in the first half. Second free throw for the left-hander. Rolls out left. And the rebound to the Ichabods. Smith out between the circles. Salock goes left sideline with the pass for Blake. Guarded by Kurth. Blake dribbles through the lane. The runner on the way is good. It's a 6-1 lead for the Ichabods over the Bearcats. And the first, or actually I should say in the last meeting in Topeka, Northwest held the Ichabods to 14 points in the first half. Pitts off the right side. Looks right sideline for Kurth. Doherty now back to Pitts. Picks to Doherty. Low post right side. Finds Kurth cutting the bucket into the lane. Now kicks it back left side. Wittes wants the three. Rims around out. And now trying to crash the rebound. Pulls it away. Kicks it out front Doherty. Now to Pitts. And Northwest with a fresh 40 on the shot clock. Good also by Endell fighting for that rebound. Wittes now down the lane. In the blocks. Brings it left side for Kurth. Thought about the three. passes it up, goes cross-court right side and down. He will drive to the right baseline. Now dribbles into the lane. Little shot fake, fade away on the way. Good. Northwest down by 3, 6-3. Smith dribbles to the right wing as he tries to make a little move, carries the ball, trying to make a move off that wing toward the free throw line on that cut move, carried it, and the turnover gives it to Northwest. 6-3 game, Northwest trails. Wittes to the sideline, and Ryan Welty into the game. Welty got a start on Friday in place of Endell. Into the front court, left is Pitts. Pressured as he takes it across the 10-second line by Randall Smith. Dribbles out front, now pulls up at the free throw line, finds elbow left side Doherty, down the lane left he goes, banks it, and hits it over skiing.
Another way to keep teams from blocking it is to have him on the move like that and off balance defensively.
Northwest down by 1, 6-5. Martin left side on the left wing for Smith. High post left skiing. Right-handed dribble through the lane. He goes. Kurt reaches in, slaps the ball away, and a whistle and a foul coming up. And this will go on Xavier. That'll be his first. Saylock to the bench. Jace Williams in. And also in for Washburn is Cameron Wiggins. Again, Wiggins a big threat offensively. Had 27 in their quarterfinal round win over Nebraska Kearney. Inbound Blake to the free throw line. Back pedals top of the key. Bounce pass high right for Skeens. In the lane, left-hander hook. Misses badly. And the rebound off the left side. Put away by Welty for Northwest. Path with a chance to take the lead as Pitts will walk it across midcourt. Met by Randall Smith. Dribbles off toward the left sideline to the top of the key now. Gets a screen by Doherty. Goes cross-court right instead for Endell. Now Doherty sets a pick out front for Endell. Trying to go low, it's knocked loose. Doherty tries to keep it alive, but it's controlled by Wiggins. A long outlet left side, and on the drive, the layup missed by Smith, and it was on a foul as Endell came down with the rebound. The foul coming from behind off the fast break, and Justin Pitts will get called for the foul. That'll be his first. 15:35 left in the first half, a one-point game. The Ichabod 6, the Bearcats 5. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
15:35 left in the first half. Northwest trails Washburn 6-5. Ichabod's from the field 3-4 early on. The Bearcats 2-4. At the free throw line, Randall Smith is fouled off the fast break prior to the timeout. Left-handed shooter at the line. His first free throw is good. 76% shooter this year at the line. Takes a deep breath and puts up the second free throw. Not going to shoot. We'll go to the sideline getting a breather as Tyler Guymon comes in, a 6'1 freshman from Stillwell, Kansas. Guymon had a heck of a game against Northwest here at Municipal Auditorium in the first meeting. Out front left side, Welty looks to the left wing, Pitts. Dribbles out top. Fires his dribble. Goes cross court right for Welty. Out and out in front of the scores table on the Washburn bench off the right side. Welty right wing to end out. Cross court left side, Pitts. He takes it to the top of the key. in the lane, takes a jumper from 14 feet and hits it. His first bucket of the game. Northwest down by 1-8-7. 15 minutes left in the first half. Diamond in the front court, looks off the right side. Skeens out to the top of the key. Williams, left side for Wiggins. Now front, with her on the right side is Blake. Blake looks to Guyman to the right wing. Just dribbles out front. Bounce pass, high post left for Skeens. Now he kicks it back left side, and a three on the way. Misses too hard as it was taken by Wiggins, and Northwest with rebound and down. Well, bring it. And give it to Pitts, who'll walk it across the 10-second line. Northwest again with a chance to take the lead this possession. Pitts left side, Welty. Now to Pitts between the circles. Dribbles right side and in the right corner. Kurth open, takes the three, rattles around and out, and the rebound. Williams inside for the Ekabods. Hands off to Guyman. He'll take it across midcourt. Dribbles left side to the left wing. Expires his dribble. Now to Wiggins out front. Cross court right side, Blake. Welty will guard Blake. And Blake takes it free throw line. Now kicks it left side, Guyman. He'll dribble to the free throw line, and through the lane he goes. Forces the shot, misses it, and Pitts with the rebound. Justin slows the pace up, walks it across midcourt. Again, Northwest with a chance to take the lead, down 8-7. Pitts dribbles right side, puts the pass to Welty. Quick pass left wing for Endell. Tries to go low with the bounce pass for Doherty. Ball was kicked. It will belong to Northwest. Steam's got a foot on it. Looks like a hockey goalie trying to get that puck out of the way. They'll go to the sideline, get a breather. Also Endell for Northwest goes to the bench. And Ryan Hawkins in. Kurth lobs the inbound out front, chased by Doherty. After dribbling twice, gives it to Pitts. Northwest sets off the offense. Got a double screen out front as Pitts will dribble to the left baseline. Pull up, goes in the block's right side for Cripple. Shot fake again, takes the dribble, goes up and banks it in.
Yeah, that shot fake got Wiggins in the air and out of position.
Bearcats with their first lead, 9-8 with 13:29 left in the first half. Martin between the circles for Wiggins. Out front left, Guyman. Pitts picks him up. Now the pass goes in lane for Martin. He called for a travel or foul. Now a foul coming in the lane as he took the pass and then tried to go up with a foul on Northwest. So go on Doherty. That'll be his first. So the foul on the floor. Northwest inbound baseline right. Doherty goes to the sideline. And Wittes back into the ballgame. At the elbow off the left side, Martin between the circles for Wiggins. Now to Guyman left. Goes low left side, Salock. Spins on Kurth, up with a shot off the glass. It's good. Salock with his first basket. He had 14 points last night, but in the last minute against the Bearcats, he's held to just 2. 1 point Ichabod lead as Pitts tries to go to the left side, the reach in foul. And this coming up on Guyman, who's trying to go for the block. Got the ball with his left hand, but I think got the foul with the right, and he'll pick up his first. Northwest trailing 10-9 as Welty will inbound and gets it left side for Pitts. And Northwest looking at man-to-man pressure. Pitts out front left. There is Wittes with a three attempt. It's off to the right side. Rebound tipped in. Chasing effort is Kurth, who tipped the rebound and hustled after it right in front of the Ichabod bench. Pitts off the left side. In Northwest down by one. Pitts out front. Welty open. Takes the three attempt. It's good. Ryan had 11 points last night. His first basket this afternoon. And a 12-10 Northwest Missouri State lead. 12:26 left in the half. Out front left side, Martin. They look on the right side for Guyman. Dribbles to the right baseline on Pitts. Hooks the pass at the elbow right side. Williams drives away. Misses the shot with the left hand and the rebound. Hawkins for Northwest. Williams did a nice job moving around Wittes and getting that left-handed layup up. But missed the shot. And the Cats will have it across midcourt. A 12-10 Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitts working for a screen off of Wittes. Now it goes cross-court left. Finds Welty. Back to Pitts out front. Lobs it inside for Wittes, and banks it up and in. And the mismatch with Guyman took advantage of it, and Wittes with the long arms able to corral that pass and put it up and in.
Yeah, he had to work hard to get that ball away from Guyman, but he was able to do it.
A four-point Bearcat lead as Northwest fans to their feet. 14-10, Bearcats up to the top of the key. Williams looks on the right side, low for Salock. Goes into lane, spins right side, banks it, rims around out. The putback missed, and it turns into lane. Control by Wolfie for Northwest. 4-point Northwest lead, 11:24 left in the first half. Pitts into the front court left side. Northwest in this first half, going from our right to our left court side. Left side is Welty. Through the lane he goes as he drives, a bump and a foul. This will go on the Ichabods. This will go on Salak. That will be his first foul. We've got a break in action. Northwest in front. 14-10, 11-12 left in the first half. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
11-12 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 14, Washburn 10. Brian Melty is fouled before the timeout. Goes to the free throw line to shoot two. First one on the way, and it's good. Brian, a 96% shooter at the line this season, will have one more. Cats up by five, their largest lead of the game. And it's now a six-point lead as Wolfie hits the second. For the Ichabods, they opened up 3 of 4 from the field, but they're now just 4 of 10 from field goal range in this first half. On the left side for the Ichabods is Blake. Fast pass high, left side Skeens. Drives down the lane, and he'll get called for the charger shed, and going to the floor was Welty.
Yeah, Welty, right when Skeens caught the ball, Welty bodied up to him, and I don't think Skeens appreciated that too much. It made him a little bit angry, and that's a big foul on Skeens.
I got a little bit of an elbow in the chest as well. So Northwest Missouri State go from our right to our left as Skeens goes right back to the sidelines. Skeens with two fouls.
I doubt you see him much more in this first half.
Six-point Bearcat lead, 16-10. Just under 11 minutes left in the half. Low left Doherty from Pitts. He's posting up with Salak. Drives to the left baseline and reverse layup off the right side is good. Great quick step. Got past Salak and lays it up and in. And an 8-point Bearcat lead off the right side. Smith through the lane to the bucket. Won't go, but a foul. This one will be on Doherty as he tried to pressure the play.
Now both the bigs we were just talking about with foul trouble, both of them with two.
We'll get Kurth off the bench getting ready to check in for Northwest. Randall Smith to the line. Smith 1 of 2 from there. Back 2 of 3 from there. 2 of 3 at the line. He's got 2 points so far and gets another free throw. 18-11. Northwest in front. So Northwest right now on the floor with Pitts, Welty, Endow, Whittis, and Kurth. Free throw is good by Randall Smith. Pressure off the inbound. It goes to Pitts in the backcourt. Endow fires the dribble, finds it midcourt. Whittis, he'll take it across the timeline left. Now Northwest to set up the offense. Cats up 18-12. Endow pressured left side on the wing, lob to the low left for Whittis, who's guarded by Salak. And a double team, skips it out front right side, and down right side, Welty in front of the bench, and hits it right in front of the Ichabod bench. Welty on a fadeaway, knocks it down.
And Dow had a shot, but he knew Welty had a better shot. Passed it up, got the better shot.
21-12 Northwest, Smith into the left corner. Gets it to McKee, who just checked in, misses the three. The putback is good, and a foul as McKee followed his shot, got the rebound, and tipped it right back up, and it went down and was fouled on the play.
A little bit of a shove from behind by Pitts while he was up in the air.
That's a second foul on Justin. 21-14. Northwest Missouri State with the lead as McKee goes to the line. Hasn't been there often this season, just 7 of 9. He's a 6'7 freshman from nearby Lenexa, Kansas, and free throw is good. Both of these teams have a number of players from the Kansas City area. They know how to be a thrill to play here at Municipal Auditorium. Fits into the front court left, dribbles off his foot, corrals the basketball, and goes left for Wittes. One dribble, finds Welty, he'll take it to the top of the key left. Now left wing for Kirk, low left side for Wittes. In a double team to Welty left side, quick pass top the key, Pitt squares up, wants the three, rattles around out. And the rebound, Paylock inside for the Ichabods. Now a left sideline to Smith, they'll take it across midcourt and slow up the offense. Dribbles to the free throw line, bounce pass right for Wiggins. One dribble, goes cross court, left Blake, and lobs it low left, and right there is Wittes to come up with it. No one for the Ichabods in that area.
He wanted to go to Stalock, but Stalock had come out to set a screen.
21-15, Northwest up and down with the dribble to the right wing. Out front goes cross court for Welty left side. Now Pitts cradles the ball with his right hand and will dribble to the top of the key. Left side for Welty, looks low left in the blocks for Wittes. Now to Welty, left side three, on the way, got it! Brian Welty comes up with the bucket. He's got 11 points in Northwest Missouri State in front, 24-15. Welty having a strong first half. Out between the circles, Blake. Dribbles free throw line right, bounce pass. Knocked loose by Kurth, it goes out of bounds, it belongs to the Ichabods. He's trying to get it on the pick and roll to Stalock, but Kurth right in the path of that pass. Wittes goes to the bench, Ryan Hawkins in for Northwest. Inbound at the elbow, left side, Stalock. Hands off to Blake. Bounce pass to Stalock. Knock loose, picked up right side, Blake. Down the lane right, and drives and hits the bank shot. Davion Blake with 4 points, 24-17, Northwest. 8:26 left in the first half. Hits walks across the 10-second line. Dribbles between the circles. Trying to work a screen by Endow out front. Now Endow gets it right side. Takes the jumper. Misses off the right side. Rebound Smith for the Ichabods. He'll take it on the break. Pushing it right wing. Finds Blake with a three-pointer air ball. But the rebound picked up right side. Stalock and finds coming to Becca Blake who lays it in. 24-19. Northwest Missouri State with the lead.
So far, Welty's the only one that can hit threes. The two teams combined 3 of 12 on three-pointers, but Welty is 3 of 3 on three-pointers.
Ichabod's about scored Northwest 7-3 the last couple minutes. Out front left side, there's a three put up by Hawkins. This is in the high rebound pulled down by Wiggins for the Ichabod. Pushes it right side. Now they'll set up the offense. Left side pass for Blake. Near the left sideline, Smith. Dribble to the left baseline on Welty, brings it out to the top of Key McKee. Through the lane he goes, drives it, hits the shot, and Hawkins falls to the floor. And it's a 24-21 game. Northwest with the lead, but the Ichabods with some momentum. Been a game of momentum swing so far. Gets into the front court right side in front of the scorer's table. Bounce pass out front left, Hawkins. One dribble to Endow, left sideline, will dribble to the top. Right side, Welty, now to Pitts. Near the scorer's table off the right. Shot clock's at 7 seconds. Hits through the lane. Drives, stops, takes the fadeaway. Rims around it out. That was about three-quarters of the way down and pops out. Smith to the top of the key for the Ichabods. Down the lane he goes. Layup misses. Well, off bounds. Forced it with his left hand. Didn't have a good angle at it. Northwest will have the rebound.
Yeah, he was expecting contact there and didn't get it.
Fitz will take it into the front court left. 6:38 left in the half. Northwest up 24-21. Fitz at the free throw line. Right side they go to Kirk. Pat Fettles with the dribble. Finds Fitz in front of the Ichabod bench off the right. Guarded by McKee. Goes cross court left for Kirk to the left baseline. And a whistle and the foul coming up. And which way they're going to go here? It looks like it's going to go on Wiggins for Washburn. That'll be his first. Breaking in action, 24-21. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Ichabod. 6:21 left in the half. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
24-21, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over there. Well, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Joey Whitman.
Gas with the inbound, out the timeout, fits to the top of the key, dribbles right side. Lots it to the top, finds Hawkins, goes low right for Winters, who just checked back into the ballgame, trying to post up with Williams. Takes it into the lane with the left-handed dribble. Now bring it out left side with 2 seconds on the shot clock, finds Pitts, the fadeaway, rims around, out, rebound, baseline out of bounds, and it will belong to the Ichabods. Just under 6 minutes left in the first half, Northwest up by 3. MIAA postseason tournament title on the line this afternoon from Kansas City. Blake out to the top of the key. Now through the lane, driving layup missed by Swift, and the rebound to Hawkins. And the Bearcats will go right to left with 5:43 left in the half, leading 24-21. This being chased by Randall Smith. They go right side, Welty out front for Wittes. Out of Pitts. Goes low left for Wittes, trying to post up with Williams. Dribbles in the lane toward the left side, finds Chris hanging in the bucket, lays it up, and another foul.
Again, the shot fake key against this Washburn team, and it's got Xavier Kurtz with an opportunity at a three-point play.
He'll go to the line. The key goes to the sideline. Zaylock into the game. Free throw on the way by Kurtz is good. Kurtz with 5 points in the first half. Northwest up 27-21. Out front left, Zaylock looks to the left wing. Guyman's back into the ballgame. Has the pass off the left side. The left baseline on Pitts coming over with Wittes to try to help out off the help side. And I think Joey will pick up the foul. He will. So Wittes picks up his first foul. Guyman at the free throw line. And the first one is good for Tyler Guyman. 69% shooter on the year. Back in that first meeting here at Municipal, Guyman came off the bench with 15 points and 5 assists. His second free throw was off the front of the rim. And the Bearcats will have it. 27-22, Northwest with the lead. Just over 5 minutes left in the first half as Pitts goes across midcourt left side. Out front with the dribble. Down the lane right he goes. Into the right corner. Kirk with the three. It's good. And now 30-22. Northwest up by 8. Zaylock out front. Looks right side. Blake. Guarded by Wittes. Will drive the lane. Kicks into the right corner. Zaylock. He'll take a three-point attempt. No. And the rebound on the baseline is fought for by Welty, and I believe Martin. I believe Martin will pick up the foul, trying to fight for that board with Welty. That'll be Tyus Martin's first foul. 17 foul on the Ichabods, so the Cats will go to the other end for the 1-1 opportunity.
That three by Kurth. He's the first, other than Ryan Welty, for either team to hit a three in this game.
Welty will go to the line. And Ryan, one of the better free throw shooters on this Northwest team. First of the 1-1, rims around and in.
Got such a soft touch. That ball, when it hit the rim, barely came off the rim and bounced around about two or three times, but just a real soft touch by Wilson.
Ryan with a big first half so far. His second one is nothing but net. Welty has 13 points in this half, coming off an 11-point performance last night. 10-point Bearcat lead, 32-22, 4.5 minutes left in the half. Out to the top for T. McKee. Martin bounce pass low right for Salock. Dribbles into the lane on Witters. Turns, takes the jumper, misses off the left side. Rebound tapped out to the free throw line, where it's controlled by Pitts. 32-22, Northwest in front. Ichabod jumped out to the early lead, but Northwest has come right back. Pitts to the top of the key for Wittes. Back to Pitts out front. Gets a screen by Wittes. Now gives it right back to Wittes, who picks it on the left wing for Pitts. He'll drive the lane left side. His dribble knocked loose. It's rolling in the lane, and it will be controlled by the Ichabods, who get a timeout as McKee comes up with the ball at the bottom of that pile inside. Break of the action, 3:58 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 32 and Washburn 22. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
32-22, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn. 3:58 left in the first half. Reorganization break. This pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network. The largest lead of this game for the Ichabods has been 5. For Northwest, their largest lead has been 10. They're up by 10, 32-22. Well, foul before the timeout there as McKee will come to the line to shoot a 1-1 opportunity for the Ichabods. Run into the 1-1 is good as he's fighting for the loose ball prior to that timeout. Wittes picked up that foul before the timeout. Second free throw rims out by McKee. And Northwest will have with just under 4 minutes left in the half. And Northwest up 32-23. Fits into the front court, dribbles to the top of the key. Pulls up. Brady Skeens back on the floor for the Ichabods, playing with two fouls. He's chasing Welty all over the floor. Fitz dribbles left wing. Out front, Welty. Pivots and goes right side and down. Shot clock's down to 5 seconds. And down to the right baseline with 3 seconds in the right corner with two. With one, gets the shot off and misses the shot. Hits the rim and the fight for the board by Hawkins and a foul coming out. Hawkins reaching over gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. And the Ichabods go to the other end to shoot free throws. Back to the line goes Will McKee, a 6'7 freshman. Mentioned a little earlier out of Lenexa. Very strong offensive rebounder for this Ichabod team. His free throw is good, and we'll have one more. He's got 7 points off the bench. Only averages 3 points a game. 32-24 Northwest. Second free throw is no good as it rolls out. And now with the board, he'll give it up to Pitts, and Northwest to set up the offense. Pitts out front, dribbles to the left wing. Now back right side. Finds Wolfie off the left side. No, Pitts left. Northwest stacking their offense with three players off the right side of the floor and Pitts off the left side. Drives to the bucket, lays it up, won't go as he drives into a double team and is fouled.
Yeah, they went for the block up high, but Pitts adjusted the ball, brought it down to still be able to get the shot off and took the contact.
So the foul going on the Guyman who picks up his second. This gets Pitts to the free throw line. His first free throw off the front of the rim. First trip to the line this afternoon for Justin. Just over 86% this season at the free throw line. He's been among the top free throw shooters in the MIAA this season. Hits the second. And he's got 3 points total. 33-24 Northwest. 3 minutes left in the first half. Randall Smith to the top of the key. Hands off for Davion Blake. Left side McKee. Low left for Skeen. Spins on Endow. Misses the shot and is picked up by Endow. Good job by Endow. Holding his ground inside on Skeen.
And Skeen was off balance. He could not elevate on that shot.
So Northwest again sets up the offense. This time four players lining up along the baseline as they'll break out of that. As Welty comes up to set a screen and hits the pass left side. Oh, it's a stick and pop. Takes the cover and hits it. A three-pointer left side by Ryan Welty.
Welty 4 of 4 on 3.
And he's got 16 points. Northwest at 36-24. Blake goes cross-court left side. Martin. Low left Skeens. Double team with Pitts and Endow. And finds McKee cutting to the bucket. He's wide open, lays it in. Even 9 points. 10-point Bearcat lead, 36-26. Pitts with the left-handed dribble through the jump ball circle as Northwest sets up the offense again. Pitts dribbles left, gets a screen by Welty, gives it right back to Welty. Skeens gets a hand on the ball and knocks it out of bounds over this direction off to the sideline on the left. 36-26, Northwest Missouri State with the 10-point lead. Xavier Kurth to inbound, all the way into the backcourt, chased down by Pitts, who's guarded by Randall Smith. Off the left wing, Justin with the dribble. Oh, checkoff now with Skeens, in the left corner for Kurth. Kurth takes it to the elbow left side, turns, takes the jumper as the shot clock sounds, missed the rim, and the turnover will give it to the Ichabod. 1:43 left in the half, Northwest 36, Washburn 16, rather 26, 36-26. Northwest Missouri State in front. 1:40 left in the half as Smith takes it out front, hands off to Wiggins. On the left wing, McKee. Might look for Skeens inside, couldn't get it to him. Now they bring it out for Smith. 16 seconds on the shot clock as Smith dribbles with the left hand, goes down the lane, lost the handle on it underneath the baseline, and gets it to Skeens in the lane. He misses the shot from 3 feet out, and the rebound pulled down by Welty for Northwest. That's by 10. 1:13 left in the half. Pitts into the front court left side. Behind the back with the dribble. It's a pick by Welty. Down the lane he goes. Now baseline left for Hawkins. Left wing Kurth open with the jumper. It's a three-pointer and it's good. Second three of the game for Xavier Kurth. And a timeout. 57.5 seconds left in the half for Northwest Missouri State 39, Washburn 26. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest 39 and Washburn 26, 57.5 seconds left in at the first half. Ichabod's with it out of the timeout. Smith dribbles left side, fast. Kirk Finley just entered the ball game, and the foul coming up on the Finley. That'll be his first. Gives Pitts just a very brief rest over on the sideline.
Again, Pitts' seat never gets warm when he goes over to the sideline. He had just barely took a drink, and it was like, all right, I'm back in.
Yeah, I think, what was he, about 15 seconds setting down?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get Smith to the free throw line. 1-1 opportunity. First one rims around and out. And the rebound to Endow in Northwest. Gives it to Justin. Takes across the midcourt left side. pressured by Smith. 42 seconds left in the half. 19 on the shot clock. Pitch goes cross court right. Hawkins, who takes one dribble, hits it to Pitts out near midcourt. Now with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Kirk with it on the left wing. Down the lane he goes. Spins left, fade away, on the way, good. Xavier with a strong first half. And it's a 41-26 Northwest lead with 20 seconds left in the half. Across the 10-second line goes Randall Smith. Dribbles right side with 14 seconds left. And Jacobs wants the last shot. Smith just dribbles toward the sideline, guarded by Pitts. Now out front, he goes with it. Right side for Wiggins. Sets up. He'll take the shot and air ball. The putback with 2 seconds left is good inside. I say lock in as buzzer sounds, and that's the end of the first half. The Northwest with an impressive finish of this half. They lead 41-28 over the Washington Knickerbockers. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
We're back at Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. Northwest up at the half of the MIAA Men's Championship game, 41-28. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, another strong finish of a half for Northwest.
Yeah, and they really, you know, we were talking a lot last night how Northwest was forcing Central Oklahoma into forcing plays, forcing shots. And they kind of got that, not quite as much as they did last night, but they started to get that out of Washburn in that first half. We saw them take some really tough shots. Even though they were taken in the lane, they were tough shots, and they started not to fall for Washburn after hitting a few early.
I think one key stat, you look at Brady Skeens, he leads the Division II in field goal shooting percentage at 73.7%. He took 2 of 5 out of that first half.
Yeah, and a couple of those misses were point-blank range right there at the rim. He couldn't get those to go down, so he didn't play a lot in the first half, so he hasn't had a chance to get himself into a rhythm because he got 2 early fouls, and I think that showed on the offensive end.
41-28, Northwest Missouri State in front at halftime. When we come back, we'll hear from the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Chudzinski. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State up at the half, 41-28. And joining us courtside is the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. John Chudzinski. And John, how fun is weekends like this?
John, we love this weekend. It's one of our favorites in Kansas City. Does such a great job of hosting us, and we have so much going on in Kansas City anyways as an institution, but we love being down here at Municipal.
One thing that we've talked about, and it's more than just a basketball team down here, we just saw the Steppers do a routine here, the band gets involved with this, a great opportunity for alumni to support this program, and just see green everywhere in downtown.
Fantastic, and if you come here Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and you watch all the other teams combine, and you look at all the Bearcat fans, it's unreal. And I say this every year when I get here, but on Championship Sunday, which is great, we can do these
it's a nice
interviews on Championship Sunday, but, you know, it is the alumni, it's everybody from around the region, but as you say, the Steppers get a chance to come down, and obviously Bearcat marching band set band and Bobby Bearcat cheerleaders. It's just fantastic environment.
How important is it from a standpoint of keeping the alumni engaged in the university to be able to rally around this Bearcat basketball program?
Yeah, there's no question about it that the alumni are engaged for many different reasons and in many different ways. This is certainly one. And, you know, Bearcat basketball, the tradition that so many before Coach McCollum put into play, is so critical. We honored Coach Tapmeyer, obviously, Friday night. There's so many others. Saw a lot of former players here. They set the foundation. But this is all about excellence and setting the stage for our alumni.
And what a season it's been for this basketball team. Just three losses. Win here today would be the third straight tournament title, a fifth straight regular season title. This basketball program just has got some things going.
Coach McCollum said it well, said it best. He said, you know, it's about consistency. People can focus on, you know, national championships or whatever, but I'll tell you what, you know this, listeners know this, winning that regular season year in and year out, you said 5, 6 out of 7, these tournaments are very difficult to do, so very, very proud of these young men, our coaching staff, our administrative staff. Beautiful environment.
And we'll know more later tonight, but if all goes as planned in this second half and the regional rankings, or rather the brackets come out later tonight, there's a chance that Northwest could, for the second straight year, host the Central Region Tournament.
Well, I don't want to go out on a limb, but I'll tell you what, I would be stunned, flabbergasted, maybe making some calls if we don't host. But, you know, we look forward to that. And our staff did such a beautiful job last year in hosting that. And again, Bearcat Arena, what a beautiful place to play, and special for our fans, but for the players, and also their parents and their family members. So we'll be ready to rock and roll.
But besides athletics and a lot of the good things that are taking place right now, just talk about some other things right now going on at the university.
Well, there's no question that there's a lot going on, and you start with our record-breaking retention. From fall to spring, we had about 92% of our students come back and shattered an all-time record. And that's kudos to our faculty, to our staff, to our leaders, because it's vibrant. And we lead the state in graduation, placement, doing the right things for our students. So we're very thrilled by that. But beyond that, you know, offering new academic programs, cybersecurity, for example, computer science and information systems. What's happening down here at Northwest Kansas City with our partners, Metro Community College and Northland Caps, our school districts. And frankly, John, tomorrow night we get to come back, our Wind Symphony, along with Park Hill South, Park Hill High School and Blue Spring South High School, bringing their band in a partnership, and we're playing at a concert at Kauffman. Kauffman Center for Performing Arts at Helzberg Hall. We're just looking very excited about that tomorrow night, too. So a lot going on. And of course, the Hughes Fieldhouse at 55% complete, on schedule, on track to be open in late July, early August.
And that's going to be a fun event when that opens up. It's just going to mean so much, not only for athletics, but for the community and for the region.
That's right. It's for everyone. And you know, we talk about well beyond athletics and all of our student body, but then that, like you said, the community, and I see Mike Baumgartner up here, St. Francis Hospital, Maryville, and just the community partnership we have, the city of Maryville, Greg McDaniel, and city council, and what a great time. If you think about Mazingo and all that's going on out there, I'm very, very excited about all that's going on in our region.
All right, well, Dr. Jasinski, thank you for being here at halftime, and we've got 20 more minutes to hopefully win at the end of the 20 minutes here.
Well, John, it's a long way to go. We appreciate what you and Matt and the Bearcat Radio Network do.
All right, that is the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. John Jasinski. We'll be back. Go over some of the stats here at halftime right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prennery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn, 41-28 in the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Before we go over the stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For Northwest, out of the first half, shooting 56% from the field, 14 of 25. They're 6 of 14 from three-point range for 43%, and 7 of 9 at the free throw line for 78%. And Ichabod's 40% from the field, 10 of 25. They are 0 of 5 from three-point range. And that's a stat that's similar to what they've been this season. They've struggled on three-pointers this year, shooting just over 34%. That's 13th in the MIAA in three-point shooting. So that's continuing to be a problem for the Ichabods. At the free throw line, the Ichabods 8 of 12 for 66.7%. And they're also a pretty tough free throw shooting team, 14th in the MIAA. So they struggle at the line. Northwest, as far as rebounds go, is out-rebounded. A very good Washburn rebounding team, out-rebounding the Ichabods by 3, 16-13. Turnovers 4 apiece. Look at points off the bench. Northwest with 16 points from their bench players compared to 10 for Washburn. The Ichabods in the first meeting, or in the first game of this matchups down here at Municipal Auditorium in the quarterfinals, they had 40 points off the bench in their win over Nebraska Kearney. Individually, a couple players in double figures for Northwest. 16 points for Ryan Welty and 13 for Xavier Kirst. And for Washburn, no one in double figures. They're faced by Will McKee coming off the bench with 9 points. That's the way things look here at the half. We'll be back. Get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeDeepRam.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
.41-28 at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of the Washburn Ichabods. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer, Kyrie Devine. Reminder that Bearcat basketball, underwritten by Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Tri-State Ford Lincoln, Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Ram. And by Fitzenberger's Auto Body, taking the dips out of accidents. 20 more minutes left, Matt, and Northwest looking at their third straight tournament title. If they can hold on here, it's a pretty impressive finish to the first half, up 41-28 here at halftime.
Yeah, you know, you want to feel comfortable with a double-digit lead, but that's just really hard to do. This is the Washburn team that they can score. You know, they were missing some shots late in that first half, but it's a team that can put some points on the board, so you don't want to be comfortable with a 13-point lead. Just keep up the defensive intensity, play the rest of the game like it's a two-point game, and you can end up with a victory here.
For the Bearcats, the last 7 minutes of the first half, they outscored Washburn 17-5, so a good finish for the first half for Northwest. And real, what a job the Bearcats are getting off the bench. We talked in the pregame how the Ichabods have gotten a lot of support in this tournament with their bench players, and Northwest right now, the Bearcat bench outscoring the Ichabods.
Yeah, and the Ichabods have had to use their bench more than they wanted to with the early foul trouble from Brady Skeens.
Northwest outscoring Ichabods on the bench 16-10, and a couple big performances out of Welty off the bench here, and Hawkins doing a lot of things away from the basketball. And for the Ichabods, they'll start the second half of the ball as they go from our right to our left. It goes low post left for Skeens. Matt Mitchum playing with a couple fouls. Gets it on the left side for Martin. And a foul as the pass went out left side. And we'll have to see where it goes here. Looks like it'll be on Northwest.
But it's trying to fight around some trouble to get out and defend. Ends up call for a foul.
It's his third. That gets Wilting back into the ballgame and put us to the sideline. Javion Blake will inbound to the elbow off the left side and gets it to Skeens. Back to Blake on the left wing. Dribble to the free throw line, through the lane, to the bucket off the right side, misses too hard. The tip-in is good, and a foul. Skeens got the tip-in, and they're going to call the foul on Doherty. You can't believe it.
Like we were talking about, the big that gets in foul trouble early is really going to make a factor in this game, and that's the third on Doherty, and he's pleading with the officials, said, I didn't even make any contact with him.
For the first few seconds of this second half, tough on Northwest. Doherty and Wittes both pick up their third foul. So Hawkins into the game as Doherty goes to the sideline, and Skeens at the line. His free throw rims around and out, and Adele comes up with the rebound. Pits at midcourt, met by Smith as Northwest in the second half, going from our left to our right. Pitch dribbling in front of the scorer's table. We'll take it out front. Finds him down the right wing. Can find anyone faster. We'll drive to the right baseline. Now brings it out front right side, Kirk. Shot clock's at 3 seconds. Kirk on the right side leans up, tries to go off with a shot as he forces it. Hits the back of the rim and the rebound to Blake and the Ichabods. A minute into this second half, Northwest in front, 41-30 at the free throw line, stepping back, taking the jumper, and hitting it with a rebound late. 16 feet out, he's got 7 points, and a strong start to the second half by the Ichabods. 41-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts between the circles, started by Smith. What's on the left wing, Kurth, out between the circles, Hawkins, a pass to the right wing and down. Now we'll dribble once and give it to Pitts with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts guarded by Smith as we'll dribble out front as Skeens comes over to pick him up. And Pitts with a fadeaway three as the shot clock winds down. Misses it, takes a high bounce off the rim as they fight for the rebound. A foul inside going on the Ichabods. Yep. This will go on Linus Martin.
Martin had a hold of Endow's arm as Endow tried to go up for the rebound.
41-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Endow with the takes the inbound pass off the right side. Double down to the lane right. Leans in with a shot and misses it as they try to bank it. But he draws the foul and get to the free throw line. Another foul on Tyus Martin. That'll be his third. So Endow goes to the line. 70% shooter this year. Been held to 2 points so far. Free throw is good. Endell has pulled down 6 rebounds in the game. 10-point Northwest lead, 42-32. And his second free throw is too hard, and the rebound near the free throw line to Skeens. And here comes Ichabod's on the fast break. A little out of control driving the lane. And foul coming up as Smith went through the lane and pitched for such a foul under his third. So Randall Smith goes to the free throw line. Smith is 4-5 from the line. One of the few very consistent free throw shooters for this Ichabod team. That's 14th in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage, and Smith hits the first free throw. Pitch goes to the sideline, Tyler Doherty into the game. So 3 of the Bearcats starters right now on the bench with 3 fouls. Got a long way to go in this second half. Left-handed shooter Randall Smith hits the second free throw. All 6 of his points coming at the free throw line. 42-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. Azendow handling the point duties this time. Goes into the front court, left corner for Tyler Doherty. Tyler dribbles to the elbow left side. Wayne the circles, wealthy, looks right side and down. Rolls out front, toss the key for Tyler Doherty. Now back to Endow. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Endow kicks in the left corner for Kurth. Kurth will dribble now through the lane. Bounce pass to Hawkins underneath the basket. He has the basketball stripped by Blake. And here comes Ichabod's on the fast break. Out front left, Haylock with a quick pass in the left corner. Tipped by Kurth. Goes out of bounds. It went rolling out of bounds on the left sideline. 42-34. Northwest Missouri State in front. 17-35 left in this game. Inbound goes left side for Smith. At the top of the key, looks right side, Saylock. On the right to Blake. One dribble, cross court left, Martin. Goes low post left for Skeens. Guarded by Endell, and we've got a foul on Skeens with the first. Trying to make a pivot move, and Endell goes to the floor.
And now you've got a technical foul on Washburn. A very upset head coach over there. Took his jacket off and threw it behind the bench, and the official saw that and quickly teed him up.
Well, we're used to jackets flying off of their former head coach, Bob Tippin, so why not?
It got to a point where he'd do that, and they wouldn't even tee him up, because it was just an every game thing, but they're not used to it out of maneuver, Gene.
That was a big foul on Skeens. Well, we go to the free throw line. Shooting the technical. And first one at the front of the rim, then the back quarter down. Ryan with 17 points, and he's 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Now make that 6 of 6 as it hit the front of the rim, the back quarter down once again.
And that soft touch there helps, because most free throws, you don't have that soft touch where that hit on the front of the rim would have bounded right off.
Northwest to face some full court pressure as Endell will take it across midcourt. Dribbles left side on Martin. Finds Welty in front of the scorer's table on the left. Now to Endell left side. Goes to Tyler Doherty. Tyler dribbles down the lane left side into double team. Kicks it to Kurth. He goes into the lane, lobs it to the left corner for Endell. Squares up, wants the three from the left corner. Nothing but man. 47-34, Northwest Missouri State. Just under 17 minutes left in the game. Smith left side. Goes to Blake. Cross court right side, Martin. Now back to Smith left. Martin on the left wing, just back. Wants the jumper just inside the arc. Gets through. Tyus Martin with his first basket of the game. He had 15 points against Northwest in the first meeting, or in the meeting in Topeka. Across the timeline to the top, the key goes in down. Right side, Kurtz. He'll dribble out front. Inspires the dribble. Goes in down right side. Lobs it for Hawkins off the right side. Good. High speed inside. Led Hawkins perfectly. Had the shot in the block off the right. And Northwest up 49-36. Smith to the top. Dribbles to the free throw line. Expires the dribble. Finds Salock right wing. Into the right corner, Martin. To the right baseline. Cut off by Welty. Available right, Salock. Into lane for Skeen. Up for the shot over Hawkins. Girl counts the basket and a foul. 8 points for Skeen. 49-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. 15:56 left in the game. We've got a break in the action, and we'll be back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, Northwest 49, Washburn 38, 15:56 left in the game. Skeens fouled before the timeout, goes to the free throw line with a chance to make it a three-point trip down the floor for the Ichabods, and the left-handed shooter's shot rims out, and the rebound and down for Northwest. Down across midcourt, left side. Tries to go left for Tyler Doherty. Pass batted away, picked up by Endow once again left. Endow to Doherty, near the elbow off the left. Dribbles to the left baseline on Skeens. Out front left for Kurth, cross court right side, Welty. Back left for Kurth. Shot clock's at 7 seconds. Kurth through the lane, kicks it right side. Hawkins wants the three. It's off the front of the rim. High bounce off the rim. Rebound tapped out front. Controlled by Wiggins, who checked in for the Ichabods. Behind the back with a pass right side. Wiggins, a three, misses air ball. Rebound in down for Northwest. 49-38 Northwest. And down across midcourt. Dribbles left. Being chased by Blake. Tyler Doherty sets out to set a pick. Dow free throw line, through the lane he goes. Kicks it right side, Hawkins. Out front right, Welty. Cross court left, Kurth. Right side, Endow. 8 seconds on the shot clock, and Endow has the basket knocked out of his hands and one roll back into the bleachers.
And by the way, Justin Pitts is back in the locker room. When he came out of the game last, he sat down, and athletic trainer Nick Peters went over to talk to him. Justin started unlacing that shoe on the foot with the bad toe, and they've been in the locker room since.
Kurth with it off the right side. Has the ball knocked loose off his foot. It's picked up by Guyman, who just checked in. A three-on-one break. Left side, Martin to the bucket. Lays up, in, and a foul on Welty. A 9-point Bearcat lead over Washburn. 49-40, 14:47 left in the game. Fifth team foul on Northwest. Ichabods have been whistled for four. Tyus Martin at the line, a 72% shooter. Free throw rims around out, and the rebound comes to Hawkins for Northwest. Into the front court left and down. Out top of the key with the dribble. Right side for Kurth. One dribble. Spires it. Goes cross court left. Orendell. 14:30 left in this one. 10 seconds on the shot clock as Endell drives the lane, kicks it left corner, Welty. Ryan to the free throw line, down the lane, left high spin move, the runner won't go, the putback by Tyler Doherty is good. Tyler has given Northwest some good minutes in this tournament. On the right side, Martin for the Ichabods, Cats up by 11. Down the lane he goes as he drives, hits the layup, but a foul on the floor as he went through the lane. That will be on Northwest.
Looks like that's on Welty again, and that's a couple of quick ones on Welty.
So thus we'll get the Ichabod inbound. Baseline right. Into the right corner, Guyman. Steps back wide open with a three attempt, and he brings it. Guyman with a 63 of the season. He was wide open that time. It's a 51-43 Northwest lead. And down. Cross midcourt right side to the right wing. All the way down the lane, but he had trouble. Got that dribble cut off his right hip. And then gets called for the double dribble. Jurgens and McKee go to the sideline for the Ichabods. Seelock, Guyman, Skeens, Martin, and Blake in for Washburn. Northwest with Hawkins, along with Tyler Doherty, Kristen Dow, Ryan Welty, and Xavier Kirk. Martin looks left side, Seelock, trying to look the load, does, gets it to Skeens. He posts up with Endow, spins left, up with a shot, and rims out, rebound, Seelock clears it out left side for Blake, out front right, Guyman opened up another three attempt, this time rims out right, and Skeens comes down with the rebound, but a whistle inside, and it's not coming up on Northwest. This one will go on Chris Endow, that'll be his first. Corey Witt is to check back in with 13:24 left. He'll take the place of Hawkins. Witt is with three fouls. Picked up his third very early in this second half. Skeens a 1-1 trip to the free throw line. And this one is good. 9 points for Skeens. Now 1-2 at the line. 51-44 Northwest in front. The Ichabods had an early 5-point lead. Northwest came back. They led by as many as 15. Second free throw good. The 51-45 Northwest lead. Ichabods into full court pressure. Justin Fitz on the sideline. Inbound left. Kurth. At midcourt. And takes it to the top of the key. Dribbles left. Finds with us out front. Right side and down. A dribble to the right wing. And the whistle. Away from the ball, and the foul coming up on Davion Blake, going at it with Wittes. They're supposed to collide it out between the circles early on this possession. This time the foul goes on Blake. So Blake has inbound right side. Walter to the right, rather Tyler Doherty to the right wing, dribbles through the lane left side. Out front left for Welty. Holds it in front of the scorer's table. Pulls up, looks left side for Doherty, 6 seconds on the shot clock, Endell out front right with a three attempt. Too hard, but the rebound available right side goes to Endell. Finds Wolfe, he's open on the right side. He takes a three and nothing to end.
5 of 5 on 3-point attempts for Ryan Welty today.
54-45 Northwest. Guyman out front, he takes a three over Welty. Mike Guyman likes Municipal Auditorium. 54-48, Northwest in front. He had a big game against Northwest, the first meeting back here.
Head coach Ben McCollum has just received word that Justin Pitt is done for the game.
Off the left side, it goes to Quittis with the dribble on the elbow, knocked loose, chased down at midcourt by Kurt. He'll bring it back into the front court left for Quittis. Down the lane left, the runner banks it and hits it. Front drive to the basket by Joey Wittes. He's got 4 points. 56-48 Northwest on the fast break. The other way, they get it to Martin. He throws it right over our way. And it goes out of bounds just to my left. And we've got a break in the action with 11:55 left in the game. Northwest 56, Washburn 48. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. 11:55 left in the game. Northwest 56, Washburn 48. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Maurice Devine is our studio engineer. The Bearcats will inbound as it comes in to Kurth. He'll give it to and down across midcourt left side. Man-to-man defense out of this spot. They stayed in that man-to-man defense throughout the game. As Endow pulls it up, away from the ball. Another foul coming up on Javion Blake. He's been going at it hard with Witterson. He's picked up a couple fouls.
Yeah, with Northwest now without Pitts for the rest of the game, Wittes is one of those you'd like to see step up a little bit here and help make up for those lost minutes.
He gets the inbound. He's double-teamed. Goes cross-court right side and down to the right baseline. Now front for Tyler Doherty. For Kurth. Drives the lane right side. Now front for Wittes between the circles. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Wittes through the lane. Stripped out of his hands. The ball goes out of bounds. And we got a foul coming up on the Ichabods. Salock picks up the foul. That is his second, 17th foul, and this gets Joey Wittes to the free throw line. Wittes' first trip there tonight. 85% shooter on the season. Right, shoots and hits. Joey with 5 points. Third team All-MIAA performer. Makes it a 57-48 Northwest lead with 11:27 left in the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. His second free throw rattles out and schemes with the rebound for the Ichabods. Gives it to Guymon. Guymon takes across midcourt to the left side. He has 7 points so far coming off the bench. Looks left wing, Wiggins. Out front, Salock lobs it to Skeens. Inside, spins on and down to the left end, banks it in. Deans with 12 points, 7-point Bearcat lead, 57-50. They led the entire second half. They were down by 5 early in the game, and they were at 41-28 at halftime. On the left side, Kurth to Tyler Doherty to the free throw line. Bounce pass low left for Wittes to Doherty, cutting the bucket, lays it up, and a foul! Doherty got it to fall. He banked it in off the right side. He'll get to the free throw line with a chance at a 3-point trip down the floor.
Well, I tell you what, I said it yesterday, and Tyler Doherty's minutes haven't been huge, but they felt like double the actual minutes he's played because he's played so well when he's been on the floor.
4 points tonight. Free throw on the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim, rolls out to the left. And the rebound goes to Skeens and Washburn. Guymon off the left side. Blake. Out front left for Salock, and away from the ball. Whistle coming up here. Endow and Skeens, and it looks like Endow gets called for the foul out near the elbow off the left side. Endow will pick up his second foul. Skeens at the line. He's got a 1-1 opportunity coming. Got 24 points last night in their semifinal round win. His free throw is good. 13 points this afternoon. He's 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Second free throw is good. Nothing but net. 59-52 Northwest as they inbound, facing full court pressure. Wittish in front of Mickward, lobs it into the front court left side. Wilson turns, takes the three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped in the lane. Salock hustles after it. And here come the Ichabods into the front court left side. Smith to the left wing. Down the lane left on Wilson as he drives. Thanks it. Hits it. They're going to count it. And a foul on Northwest.
Probably should have been a travel call there, but the official that made the foul call didn't have the angle to see the travel, but had the angle to see the foul.
Wellesley picks up his third. We'll go to the sideline. Ryan Hawkins into the game. 59-54. This game getting closer. At the free throw line, Randall Smith takes the deep breath and with the left hand puts the free throw up and in. He's got 9 points, 59-55, Northwest holding on to the lead. Gets to use the bucket to strip down, and down to the top of the key. Lobs it left side for Wittes on the wing. Back in down, top of the key, three is good. And down with 10 points, 62-55, Northwest up. Smith walks it to the top, dribbles right side, out front, Salock. To the left wing, Diamond, low left scheme, pushing up with Lindell, spins left, up with a shot, takes a high bounce up the rim, and drops in. Seeing Brady Skeens become more and more part of the offense in this second half, 62-57, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And now out between the circles, chased by Salock. Goes left side for Wittes, has to go after right in front of the Bearcat bench. He tries a double touch foul, and Wiggins, who just entered the ballgame, puts up the foul, that's his second. 9:21 left, Northwest 62, Washburn 57.
Usually officials upset, 50% of the crowd, no matter what. I think they've upset about 100% of the crowd tonight.
Wittes goes to the line, an 85% shooter this year. First of two is good. There's one in particular just to our left that's been here throughout this weekend for Washburn that has a voice that carries very well.
Yeah.
Here's the second, and it's good by Wittes.
And he hasn't been happy all weekend.
No, he hasn't. Despite his team picking up a couple wins. 64-57, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn. Wiggins on the left side, finds Salock on the left wing. Goes low left for Skeen. Spins, passing down underneath the basket, leans back down and banks it in. Skeens with 18, 64-59 with 9 minutes left. The winner claims the MIAA postseason tournament title. Into the front court, left and down. Picked up by Wiggins. Bit of a mismatch there in Bearcats' favor. Now to finish out front, right side first. The one on the right, takes the bounce off the front of the rim as Tyler Doherty fights for the rebound, a foul inside. And how about the game Tyler Doherty's had? You talked a little bit ago about it, but he continues to play well.
That move right there, there were three Washburn players in position for that rebound. He went around them and then backed up into the middle of all three of them to get himself in position to get that foul call.
Salock picks up the foul, his third. Tyler Doherty to the free throw line. He has 3 points so far. And make it four as that one rattles down. Salock to the sideline. Will McKee into the game. One more free throw for the 6'7 sophomore from Omaha. And that one takes a high bounce off the rim. Steams with the rebound. Tyler Doherty playing in place of his brother Brett. He's on the bench with three fouls. 65-59 Northwest. Out front, they leave Smith wide open. Takes the three, rattles out, and a foul inside, fighting for the rebound. This time they're pointing at Tyler Doherty. That's his first. And back to the free throw line, Brady Skeens. Not surprising, Skeens gets to the line a lot. 170 times coming into this game. This one rolls off to the left. He's done a pretty good job at the line in the second half. but he's only a 57% shooter on the season.
Tyler Doherty just got a huge hand from the Bearcat fans as Brother Brett comes in his place.
Screen hits the second. Got 19 points. 5-point Bearcat lead, 65-60. They've led by as many as 15 in this one. Across the timeline goes in down between the circles. Guarded by Wiggins. Finds Wittes, posting up with McKee. Out front left side for Hawkins. Back pedals. Looks low left for Brett Doherty. Now to Hawkins out front left. Now to Doherty once again. Spins to the left baseline on Skeens. Cut off. Now takes it in the lane. Back right side. Finds Wittes. The three attempt is good. That's a tough one over McKee and he got it to fall.
Big fist pump by Joey Wittes. Hopefully that gets him going.
8-point Bearcat lead. Just under 8 minutes left in the game. Wiggins off the right side. Cross court. Les Smith. Fires the dribble. Looks left wing. McKee. Out to the top of the key. Smith. Now to Wiggins. Back left side. Smith. Dribbles inside the arc, takes the jumper, and it's good. Double figures for Smith with 11 points and a timeout. Ichabod's won a timeout. 7:38 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 68 and Washburn 62. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
7:38 left. Northwest in front of Washburn, 68-62. The Bearcats will face full court pressure. Again, Justin Fitz out for the rest of this game. Inbound Ken Fry's side for Wittes. He'll bring it down the floor on McKee as he goes behind the back with the dribble into the front court. Dribbles left side. Mouse pass, low left for Doherty. Pushing up with Skeen. Takes it into the lane. But the left-handed runner rattles around out. Rebound tapped out front by Kurth. He'll get called for the reach over as well, trying to go for that rebound. And that'll be Xavier Kurth's second foul. 68-62 Northwest. 7:23 left in the men's championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Got a break in the action, and we'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsalandFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, 68-62. Northwest holding on to the lead over the Washburn Ichabods. Going to the free throw line to shoot two is Randall Smith, fouled before the timeout. Again, a deep breath. And the left-hander puts it up, and it rattles out. It's about 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. He gets the second one to drop, 68-63. Northwest holding on to the lead, 7:20 left. Wittes will take it across midcourt on McKee once again and dribbles to the left wing. Man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods as Wittes spins, finds Doherty out front, left side Wittes to the left baseline. Kicks it right side past, nearly tipped, but it's controlled by Hawkins. Now in down, left side three, off the front of the rim. No, Hawkins trying to fight for the rebound. Strip loose by Skeens, and an outlet goes for Wiggins. Now to Smith into the front court left. Northwest up 68-63. Just under 7 minutes left in the game. McKee out front, Skeens. Right side goes to Wiggins and a whistle. And we've got a foul coming up.
An illegal screen set by Washburn on that play as McKee moving.
Picks up his second. And Northwest will inbound now with 6:48 left and a 68-63 lead. Inbound to Endow. Northwest with Endow, along with Kurth, Doherty, Welty, and Wittes. That's Brett Doherty to take the pass off the left side. Brett playing with three fouls, dribbles into the lane. Up in the shot, blocked with it. Call a travel on that. And the ball goes to the Ichabods. Had the dribble just slapped away briefly, tried to come back up with it, and a little bit off balance, just called for the travel. Northwest in front, 68-63, 6.5 minutes left. Diamond into the front court to the top of the key from our right to our left. Find Salock left wing. Out front for Skeens. Left side, Diamond. Dribbles between the circles and goes with a loft pass, high post right, Skeens. Skeens into the lane. Back right side, find Smith. He'll drive through the lane. The runner with the left hand off to the left side. The tip in, no, and it was on a foul's in down. Going for the rebound, Hill from behind, and he'll go to the other end to shoot free throws.
Yeah, Salock was a little surprised that Endow got position on him and ended up committing the foul.
Salock with his fourth, gets Endow to the line.
Gotta have free throws.
Shooting two. Endow one of two this afternoon, and the first one misses too hard. Boy, both of these teams have struggled all season long at the free throw line. The Ichabods last in the conference in free throw shooting percentage, and the Bearcats 10th. And now with his second, that one's good. 69-63, 6:08 left. Winner claims the MIAA tournament title. Into the front court left, Smith. Out front, Salock. Smith left side, lots of low left for Skeens. On the baseline left, dribbles into the lane. Out to the top for Smith. Down the lane he goes with a left-handed layup. Won't go, and the ball caroms out of bounds. It belongs to the Ichabods as Chris Endow trying to argue his case. But the Ichabods will inbound with 12 seconds on the shot clock and 5:50 left in the game. Randall Smith, baseline left. Finds Wiggins, sets up, wants the three off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled away by Salock. They kick it back out to the top and Smith. Left side Wiggins, low left scheme. Leans in on Doherty now, double team with Endows. He will try to get it away, ball knocked loose. Kurt comes over, steals it away. Well, the Bearcats hit the steal with 5.5 minutes left, 69-63 Northwest. Into the front court left, Wittes. Top of the key, left side Kurth on the wing. Now to Brett Doherty. Out front left with it. And he'll get called for the travel. A little bit of a hesitation before trying to get the pass back to Doherty. And a shuffle of the feet, and the turnover gives it to the Ichabods. 5:16 left, 69-63. Northwest in front.
9 turnovers for Northwest, 8 for Washburn.
And to the front court, Smith. Dribbles left side on the wing for Blake. Pass pass out front, Salock. Just Blake left side, low left, Skeens. Couple dribbles into lane, spins right, goes low right for Salock in a double team. Kicks it out front right side. Smith hesitates. Steps back with the dribble. To the baseline, to the bucket, lays it up and in. 69-65, 4:47 left. Goodness, into the front court left side. Cats have led the entire second half. Looks left side four and out. Low left for Doherty. Kicks it back out. Wittes wants the three out front. Runs out left. Rebound inside. Steen. Running for it with Kurth. Oh, I knew they called Kurth.
Wow. He was inside of Brady Steen. Steen had both arms wrapped around Kurth. Kurth was looking down at the floor. Wow.
Coach Ben McCollum on the far side at the scorer's table trying to argue his case again and not happy at all with that. Brady Skeens goes to the other end to shoot two. Northwest up 69-65 and Skeens' first free throw is short. We have one more with 4.5 minutes left. 69-65 Northwest. Second free throw is good. 19 points for Skeens. 3-point Bearcat lead. But it's into the front court. Dribbles right side on Salock to the wing. Bounce pass, low right, Doherty. Posting up with Skeens. Dribbles with the left hand. Takes into the lane. Spins left. Up with a shot. Blocked away by Skeens. And he comes away with it. Ellis pulled by Kurth. Lays it up and in. And Xavier with a fifth pump back to the layup. 15 points for Kurth. 71-66 Northwest. Huge play by Xavier Kurth. Smith between the circles. Right side Blake. Spins past Kurth as he slips. Shot misses. And now with the rebound. 3:50 left. 71-66 Northwest. Into the front court and down. Guarded out front by Smith. Looks to Wittes in front of the scorer's table on the left side. But the dribble to the top of the key. Finds Doherty. Will dribble down the lane left. Gets it back to Wittes. Through the lane he goes with the runner. It will not go, but a foul out on the floor. Let's see a foul coming up on Tyus Martin. That'll be number 4 on Martin. And a break in the action with 3:29 left for this MIAA Men's Championship game in the tournament at Municipal Auditorium. 71-66 Northwest. We'll be back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. I'm studio engineer Kyrie Devine. 3:29 left, 71-66. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead. They've led the entire second half. Led by as many as 15 in this game. The Ichabods back early in the first half had a 5-point lead. At the free throw line for Northwest, Joey Wittes. Foul before the timeout, shooting two. And the first one is good. Nothing but net. Joy with 11 points. Wittes now 4 of 5 at the free throw line. 72-66 Northwest. Second by Joy. He rims out into the rebound scheme for the Ichabod. 72-66 Northwest. 3:24 left. Into the front court goes Smith. Off the left side, Skeens. Out to the top of Key Salon. Back left side, Smith. Now to Guyman, the freshman. Holds it, and now will dribble to the left wing. Now to the baseline, to the bucket. Lays it up, misses it, but a foul. As the freshman went driving and draws a foul on Northwest. Wittes will pick up his fourth foul, getting Tyler Guyman to the free throw line. Guyman with 7 points this afternoon. Blue Valley High School performer as a freshman for Westburn misses his first free throw here. One of three at the line. 72-66 Northwest in front. 3:09 left. Second free throw. Rims in. So Northwest inbound against full court pressure. They've handled that press pretty well with Pitts out of the ballgame with an injury here in the second half. Double team is in doubt. Finds Wittes and a quick pass at midcourt for Kurt. He'll take it across the 10-second line. Out and down. Northwest sets up the offense with 3 minutes left and a 72-67 lead. And down right in front of the scorer's table on the left side. Guarded by Guyman. Bounce pass left side, Doherty. Dribbles. Down the lane left. Spinning on Skeens and a reach in foul coming up on Brady Skeens. Recovery number four on Skeens.
Doherty, one of two at the free throw line. If there's a trip to hit both, this would be it for Brett.
Brett, one of two this afternoon. Doherty steps up, spins the ball in his fingers, and his free throw too hard. We'll have another. 72-67 Northwest, 2:45 left. Another one for the left-hander. That one's nothing but that. Big free throw by Brett Doherty. 73-67, Bearcats in front. 2:44 left in this championship game of the MIAA tournament. Top of the key, Smith. Dribble right side. Now Salock out front. Left side, Blake. And they're going to call Kurth on a foul.
They got too tight right when Blake caught the ball. He was right in Blake's hip pocket. And you got to give him some space initially right when they catch the ball.
Fourth foul on Kurth. 2:35 left, 73-67. Northwest holding on to the lead. Javion Blake to the line for the first time today. Shooting two. First one hits the front of the rim and rolls in. 8 points for Blake, and he's a 72% shooter at the line. 73-68 Northwest. Second free throw. Misses too hard in the rebound. Wittes for Northwest. Both teams have missed some free throws that could have made things a little easier for themselves. Wittes off the left side to the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Gets it to Endow, who steps out and will dribble between the circles over to the left side in front of the Bearcat bench. Now to Doherty near the left sideline. Goes cross court right side. Kurth in the corner, open with a free attempt. Rims around and out. Skeens rips the rebound down for the Ichabod. Now that goes to Smith. Pushes up front court right side. Blake back to Smith. 2 minutes left in the game. On the left side, Guyman on the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Behind the back, steps back. Wants a 15-foot jumper. Short rebound to Endow, Northwest. 1:53 left. Wittes into the front court left. Dribbles on Salock in front of the Bearcat bench. Out of the free throw line. Double team up with a shot. Misses but draws the foul. He'll get to the free throw line with 1:42 left in a 73-68 Bearcat lead. Salock. That's his fifth foul. He'll go to the sideline. The 6'7 junior out of Overland Park, Kansas. Held to 4 points this afternoon after a 14-point performance last night in their semifinal round win over Fort Hays. Bill McKee into the game for the Ichabods. Joy Wittes to the free throw line. Joy with 11 points. He's 4-6 at the line today.
Most likely McKee will be on Wittes, and I'd like to see them post Wittes up against him on the offensive end.
Free throw rattles out for Wittes. 73-68. Well, Northwest in front. Another big free throw on the way by Joy. That one is too hard. Misses both, and the rebound to the Ichabods. Now with 1:40 left. Smith to the top of the key. Welty picks him up. Goes left side for Guyman. Now front left, McKee, guarded by Wittes. Lots of high post left, Skeens. Looks to go one-on-one with Doherty. Now back left side, McKee. Between the circle, Smith to McKee left side. To Smith left with 9 seconds on the shot clock. 1:20 left in the game. Long three left by Blake off the front of the rim. Long rebound out front. Chased down by Wolfe for Northwest. And now we'll have it now to Kurth dribbling right in front of the timeline. Spins away from Blake. He tried to go for the steal and picked up the foul. Every number four on Blake stops the clock at 1:05 left, and Northwest holding on to that 73-68 lead. More big free throws coming for Northwest.
Everything's got to be over the mat.
Xavier Kurth adjusting the waistband of his shorts as he will now step to the free throw line. A couple big attempts now for the senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Free throw rattles out. 73-68, still the score. In fact, there's a lid on that rim on free throw attempts. Northwest 17 of 29 at the line. Here's the second free throw. That one rims out as well. And the rebound to the Ichabods.
Cats have missed 6 out of their last 7 free throw attempts, including 4 straight.
Under a minute left. Northwest up 73-68. Guyman, top of the key. Steps back. Fires his dribble. Lobs it to Skeens, high post left. Down the lane left. Tries, puts the shot off the glass and goes. Skeens gets it to fall. It's a 3-point game. Northwest up 73-70 with 45.9 seconds left. And we got a timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. 45.9 seconds left. Northwest 73 and Washburn 70. Bearcats playing most of the second half without Justin Phipps. Went to the locker room after appears to be re-injuring his foot. Northwest will inbound and look at full court pressure off this inbound. Xavier Kurth. Trying to get the inbound, Dustin Dow on the left side, who's immediately double-teamed. Expires his dribble, needs to get some help, and now a foul coming up on the Ichabods. They got help, but it was from the Ichabods. The foul will go on Tyus Martin. We'll check that. We're going to give it on Martin, rather on Guyman instead, as Tyler Guyman will pick up his third foul. With 41 seconds left, a 73-70 Bearcat lead. This will get Endow scrolling to the free throw line to shoot 2 and a chance to increase the Northwest 3-point lead. Endow right, shoots and hits. 7 points for Chris, makes it a 4-point Bearcat lead. 41 seconds left. Northwest trying to win their third straight tournament title. Second one on the way for Chris. That one's good. So Endow hits 2 big free throws. 75-70. Northwest in front with 41 seconds left. Ichabods roll the ball to midcourt. Into the front court. And it is picked up by Randall Smith. Left-handed dribble out front. Now goes cross-court right for Blake. Down the lane. To the bucket. Up for the shot. Count it. And a foul. As Hawkins came over on the defense. '75-72 Northwest with 34 seconds left.
You know, there are way more whistles both ways than you usually see in this type of game. Most of the time the officials will let them play, and they just have not been doing that here today. I mean, both of these teams have each shot 32 free throws. I mean, that's not typical for a championship game.
This will get Javion Blake to the line. Blake one of two from there. Northwest holding on to the 75-72 lead. Free throw misses. And Endow clears the rebound. Dibbles left on Wiggins, and a reach-around foul coming up. Stops the clock at 29.2 seconds up. 75-72 Bearcat lead as Northwest will go to the line.
And that's a big miss, not just because of the point for Washburn, but it didn't allow them to set up into full court pressure on an inbound throw.
Ichabod's at the line, shooting just over 60%, 20 of 33, and Northwest 19 of 32. And now hits two big ones the last trip there, sinks another. 76-72 Northwest. One more free throw coming to Endow. And that one is good. 77-72 Northwest. They roll the ball on the inbound to Smith. He'll let it go into the front court in front of the scores table right. Picks it up. Goes with the dribble and hands off Blake. Blake dribbles to the top of the key. Now spins right side into double team ball knocked loose by Endow. Chased into the right corner by Smith. Now front right Blake with 17 seconds left. Drives the lane. Lays it up and in. Blake with the drive to the basket. 15.2 seconds left. Northwest up 77-74 with 15.2 seconds left. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
15.2 seconds left, 77-74. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Bearcat basketball underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. Highline Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Butler and Brian Biertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. From Mac Order, I'm John Coffey, and that's been an exciting one.
Yeah, and we're getting exactly what we expected. I think maybe in a little bit different way, but we knew it was going to be tight. We knew Washburn wasn't going to give up, no matter what the deficit was. We saw Northwest with a couple of double-digit leads in this ball game, but we're getting exactly what we expected here this afternoon in an MIAA championship game.
Cats will have to face full court pressure off this inbound. Kurth again will trigger the inbound, run to baseline, and we'll call a timeout. Full timeout with 15.2 seconds left. Northwest in front, 77-74. While we have a chance, we owe you a station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Look at the turnovers in this game. 9 turnovers apiece. Northwest will have to inbound, looking at full court pressure again in front, 77-74. And we'll need to avoid a turnover off the inbound, and most likely we'll get fouled right after that.
Yeah, that's the big key, is just making sure of the inbound pass. And trying to get it a little more up the floor, not trying. The last inbound pass was a little bit too close to the corner, and then Dow got trapped. Luckily, he got fouled on that play. But the further up the court you can inbound it, the easier it is to break that press.
Out of the timeout, Kurth, Hawkins, Welty, Wittes, and Endell on the floor for the Bearcats. Kurth again runs the baseline, lobs the inbound left for Endell, immediately fouled. This one should go on Randall Smith, who tries to slap the ball away. His first, and this will get Endell back to the line now with 14.3 seconds left. And late in this ballgame, this is the guy the Northwest wants to see get to the free throw line. Now he's hit four in a row as he steps up. Spins the basketball on his fingertips. His free throw rattles down. He has 15 points. 4-point Bearcat lead, 78-74 with 14.3 seconds left. Bearcats trying to claim their third straight MIAA postseason tournament title. Second free throw is good. 79-74 Northwest. Inbound comes to Smith. Dribbles quickly across midcourt. Tries left side on and down through the lane. Picks it back out right. Guyman wants the three. It takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound. The putback by Skeens won't go. And Wittes comes out with the rebound with 3 seconds left in his foul. And that should do it. Bearcats fans come to their feet. bring on this Northwest team with 1 second on the clock now. 1 second on the clock. 79-74 Northwest with free throws coming from Joey Wittes.
And they're going to add, I think, a second and a half, maybe 2 seconds even, because that clock ran well after the whistle. And their officials are overlooking it video right now, but I think they're going to add a couple of seconds. Not that it's going to make a difference at this point, but I believe they will add time on the clock. So they had 1.3 seconds to make it 2.3 total.
Curtis has two free throws coming. Three dribbles, eyes to basket. Free throw is too hard. 79-74, Northwest Missouri State in front. Coach McCullough making some substitutions now. Zendel, Fred Doherty, and Kirk go to the sideline. Kirk Finley, Tyler Doherty back into the ballgame. Also Ryan Welty. But a second free throw is good. It's an 80-74 lead. 2.3 seconds left. The inbound comes to Smith. Lets it roll at midcourt. Takes a couple dribbles and will launch the shot as the buzzer sounds. That would be it. And for the third straight year, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team claims the MIAA postseason tournament title. Where did the Bearcats just found a way to get it done this afternoon?
Yeah, they had to. Justin Pitts went out about 2 minutes into the second half, re-injuring that turf toe, and didn't come back in. Had 3 points today. Matter of fact, that's the first time in an MIAA tournament game that Justin Pitts didn't score 20 or more points in a game. But Northwest has played without Pitts this year, and that experience came to help them here today, as they had to play with him a lot, without him a lot today, and they still were able to battle through and get the win.
80-74, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the victory as they improve to 27-3. And the Ichabods fall to 22-9, and the Bearcats have defeated a very good Ichabod team 3 times this season.
Yeah, that is such a challenge to do. You know, we had a conversation coming up here before the action got started here in Kansas City. Would you rather see Missouri Southern in the championship, a team that would have to beat you for a third time, or see another team that would have, you know, Washburn, that you would have to try to beat for a third time? Because everybody makes a lot about that. But, you know, it's a game-by-game basis. You just play hard when you go out there and play it. Doesn't matter how many times you played before. And in this situation, the better team gets the win.
Thanks, Seth, for the presentation of the MIAA postseason tournament title, as well as the announcement of the all-tournament team. We'll be back and have more for you in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. The all-tournament team being introduced. So far, two players from the Ichabods on that team. Brady Skeens along with Davion Blake. Ryan Wilkie has been named for the Bearcats. Justin Pitts being named for Northwest and hobbling out to pick up his award for being named to the all-tournament team.
Yeah, and that shows you how well Justin Pitts plays. He misses basically an entire half of basketball and still ends up as the most outstanding player.
So the Bearcats, the two players represented on the tournament team. And Northwest will take home a little bit more hardware with the trophy presentation coming up for the postseason tournament title. Bearcats are ready. had a nice little trophy for the regular season title.
Yeah, they did. Got that while they were down in Lincoln after that win in Lincoln. And this time around, they'll get to cut down some nets. Don't usually do that on the opponent's floor, home floor, so they're going to get a chance to do that this time around.
This game, just like the other two coming to down here in Kansas City, just really had a gut-out win against Pittsburgh State and Central Oklahoma last night, and then here this afternoon with the Ichabods.
Yeah, and that's what you do in the MIAA tournament. You're getting a win, you're gutting out a win. It's the way it's going to happen, and it's just tremendous that the Cats are able to do that once again.
80-74, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win as, again, the Ichabods coming in, the number one seed in this tournament. The seed held up here on the men's side. Boy, you look at the women's side, not so much.
No, that's exactly right. The Bearcats get the trophy here, and you got a one seed and a nine seed winning the two tournaments, so it's an interesting year.
On the women's side, it was Lindenwood winning the MIAA postseason tournament. They had a victory over Fort Hays State, 58-51. So the tournament champions this year, the Lindenwood women and the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men. As Queens, we are the champion. Plays on in the background. Bearcats right now posing for team photo, all huddling around at that championship trophy. Unfortunately, last 3 years, Northwest has had a little experience.
And you know what's funny is they celebrated a little. They're happy with the win, but they know there's more work to do. Their eyes are set deeper in postseason play. Now they know they're going to get the chance to host that regional tournament next weekend, and they hope to end up in Sioux Falls once again.
Yeah, I think that's what really comes out of this. You obviously want the tournament title. You want the regular season title, but what that gets you now is a chance to host.
Yeah, and one thing, you know, everybody's going to look at now is how the brackets play out, because you don't want to have to face an MIAA team if you don't have to in the tournament, because when you get against teams that are outside of your conference, they just don't know you as well. Yes, they're going to scout film and they're going to look, but they haven't played against you, so they don't have that feel. They don't have that knowledge of what each player does, that intimate knowledge. So not saying that makes it easier, because those are very talented teams when you get into the regional level, but it just makes it a lot tougher for teams that don't know you as well as other teams do.
I think there's going to be some interesting decisions that will be made for that tournament selection committee before everything's announced tonight around 9:30.
Yeah, that's exactly right, especially in this region. I'm sure other regions have some similarities, but this is going to be a challenging region to seed for sure.
Northwest with the win. 80-74, the final score. We've got a lot coming up on our post game. We'll have some interviews courtside here as Matt Fenton, another member of our broadcast team, will be out there conducting some of those interviews. We'll hear from some of the coaches and carry through this post game with Northwest with the win, 80-74 over the Washburn Ichabods, who claimed their third straight MIAA postseason tournament title. Back with more on our post game right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387 Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men, 80-74 winners over Washburn, to claim the MIAA four-season tournament title. Joined now by associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, and Austin Meyer. And Austin, congratulations on another fun weekend in Kansas City.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, another hard-fought game. All three of these have been tough ones.
Yeah. No, we thought we played pretty well the first half. And, you know, we obviously made a few mistakes, missed some blockout opportunities. But defensively, you know, there was a couple, you know, mental breakdowns we had, but we thought we did a pretty good job defensively and built a pretty good lead at the half. And obviously they're a really, really good team, and they play really, really hard. And, I mean, that second half was pretty fun.
And you had to do it throughout much of that half without Justin Fitz.
Yep. He it wasn't the same toe issue, but it's the same foot, so we'll have to evaluate. I don't know what exactly he did, but, you know, obviously, you know, we're built around ball screens, and especially early, you know, we knew with them playing a two big lineup that we were going to have some mismatches on the ball screen. We saw Welty get loose early, and that was huge for us, and just had to find a way to score. And you know, obviously when Brett and Joey are both out for significant time, you know, those are our two best post scorers. So when you have our best playmaker scorer out and our two best post scorers out, you got to kind of find some ways, and it wasn't always pretty, but made enough plays. I mean, Xavier Kurtz was Xavier Kurtz tonight, you know. I mean, his energy, he brought it, loose balls, that steal he had, it was probably the turning point in the game there. But he just made Xavier plays.
And, you know, we talked about this, I think, earlier in this week as well, about Tyler Doherty. Again, he had to play some extended minutes with his brother Brett being into some foul trouble, and he stepped up and really helped you out.
Oh, he was huge for a significant amount of time, too. You know, he's a guy that hasn't been playing a ton, and you know, he came in there and played for a long stretch when Brett and Joey were in foul trouble, and he was great. Kept balls alive. He was good defensively, and, you know, that's our team, though. Guys that maybe haven't played so much, you get an opportunity to come in here and play, what, he played 10 minutes straight or something like that? Yeah. A guy that hasn't played that much, I mean, that shows the character and the guys that we have on this team.
You know, it just goes back to the line you hear in a lot of other sports as well, that next man up, and when you got to be ready when it's your turn.
Yeah, absolutely, and our guys buy into it, too. You know, I know it's got to be tough for guys that have been in the program. You know, he's a guy that's been in it for 3 years now and hasn't played a ton of minutes, but he got an opportunity today, and, I mean, he was fantastic, and really proud of him.
Xavier, or rather, you look at Chris Ebu and Dow. You needed some free throws down the stretch when really both teams were struggling at the line, but when you needed those, he stepped up and knocked four in a row down to help give you that lead, and then really just helped out the entire situation there by giving just a little bit of breathing room with those free throws.
Is that 24-38? Is that right?
Yeah. It's a little rough there.
I guess you could say we made them when they counted, but I don't know if that's entirely true. But, yeah, he made some big ones, and he was really good. I think he had 13 rebounds, just getting big-time late-game rebounds, and you know, found a way.
What does it mean for three straight tournament titles here in Kansas City?
I mean, I hope people realize how impressive it is, you know, to win at the level these guys have, you know, that we've won at the last couple of years, to do it three straight times down here, you know, three-day setting against really good teams, you know, guys playing 35, 40 minutes. It's pretty impressive, you know, finding a way, and you know, our got to thank our fans. You know, we had a great, they were into it, energetic, and it really helped us kind of bring that energy up, bring that juice up even more when we needed stops late. So really appreciate everybody coming out.
And it looks like all falls the way it looks. Should be home next weekend for the Central Region.
Yep. So obviously that's what the goal was, to get it back at home and have that home court advantage. And you know, we shot it a lot better today. I don't know what we ended from three, but you know, we hadn't shot it well in a few games. And being able to knock down a bunch of shots was huge for us tonight.
You look 10 of 26 from three, 50% overall, so pretty good shooting there.
Yeah, man. You know, Dave hit some, and obviously Ryan Welty does what Ryan Welty does, and he was really locked in, and Chris made a big one. I think we got an offensive rebound kick out, and we knew it was eventually we were going to start making shots. We hadn't shot it well, but we knew. We just said keep shooting. We know what a good shot is. Take it with confidence, and today it went in.
And made some big defensive stops as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we always stress. No matter what goes on, no matter how much we're struggling offensively with lineups or whatever, we hang our hat on our defense. It's what we do 70% of the time in practice, and our half-court defense was really good when we needed it to be, and kind of set the tone, and then we finished with it.
All right, Austin, congratulations. We'll see you again next weekend.
All right, thank you.
And that's Austin Meyer, associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. 80-74, the final score. Northwest claims the MIAA postseason tournament title. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, ASICS, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back in Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, Northwest 80 and Washburn 74. The Bearcats claimed the MIAA four-season tournament title. With us on the broadcast, Matt Putin, who has one of the players instrumental in today's win, and Chris Eberwindell.
Yeah, John, talking with Chris, and it seems like it never fails. A big game steps up for Northwest Missouri State, whether it's a national championship taking on a top-ranked team like Lincoln Memorial earlier in the year, or whatever the case may be. You step up with another double-double tonight, 14 points, 13 rebounds. What is it about the atmosphere that brings out the best in Chris Eberwindell?
It's just, I love to compete. I love to compete, and I try to get ready for every game, but obviously when it's a game like a championship type of game or against the ranked team or whatever it is, it just brings out the competitiveness in me, and I love to compete against good teams, and I think that's just what it is, honestly.
Opening up a double-digit lead and having a comfortable lead at halftime, but knowing that Washburn's going to come out with a big push there in the second half. What were you expecting from them, and your overall resolve of the team hanging in there without Justin late?
Yeah, I mean, we know Washburn is such a great team, and we already played them twice before during the season, so we know that they can get on runs at any point, and having a 10-point lead or whatever we had in halftime, that was far from enough. So especially when Justin went down, we knew we had to step it up defensively and take care of the ball offensively and just do what we do, and we knew we were going to be okay.
What's a sweeter, regular season or the tournament championship?
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. I just love cutting down nets, so it feels really good to actually be able to cut down nets. So I guess this year it was the tournament, but usually the regular season means usually more just because it's more games, and it's easier to mess up. Obviously, it's about 20, 20 games, so it's probably the regular season that feels the best, but a tournament never gets old either.
How are you feeling overall, too, as you head into the region coming up next week and expected to be in Maryville? Ankle feel 100%?
I feel good. I feel good. Obviously, this weekend was had a little bit struggles with the ankle just coming back, but this last game I felt good, so I'll definitely be ready for next weekend.
Chris, appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, that is Matt Pittman, Chris Ebuendell. Matt will be getting some more interviews courtside here as Northwest celebrating their MIAA postseason tournament title. And Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, just a great scene here, seeing this Bearcat team. They're really relaxed and kind of breathe a sigh of relief and just enjoy this tournament title.
Yeah, you know, there was some pressure on them to win this title after winning the regular season championship, being the defending national champion. You know, they put some pressure on themselves to win this title. And you want to do that. You know, they knew they were going into the regional tournament, but you want to do that with a little bit of momentum, and they'll be able to do that after this win here today.
So we look at some of the totals here as they're celebrating with, I think, some more pictures at center court, looking at Northwest as a team. They ended up shooting 50% from the field, 23 of 46, 10 of 26 from three-point range, 38.5% there, and 24 of 38 at the free throw line. That's a mark that I'm sure they're a little bit concerned about, but they've been able to overcome some rough free throw shooting in the last several games and hit some big ones when they needed it, but boy, I missed a few that would have been a little bit nicer this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Hit a few more. It's a little bit more relaxing down the stretch, and it would have been a little more fun, but they got it done.
Then we have Matt Trenton courtside. He has Justin Pitts.
Well, Justin, another championship cutting down the nets once again. What's that feeling like of getting up there and knowing that the road for the college career is nearing its end, but back up there on top once again?
I mean, it's always good to win a championship, especially this one in KC. We got so much support. It's almost like a home game. But like you said, it's almost coming to an end, so it's kind of bittersweet to almost be done with this and with this team. But, I mean, we got so much more basketball to play. I got to cherish it.
What are the emotions like of giving it your all and really playing great all weekend long, and then whatever the case may be, just the foot not able to kind of get through the rest of this one? You win, not able to be on the floor in the end. The emotions, what's that like?
I mean, at first a little frustrated, I'm sure, but I mean, I knew my team. My team is as clutch as it gets. It's the best teammates, and I mean, I knew they were going to win it. They made the shots, they got the stops, and boxed out like Coach Mack preached all week. So I mean, it was frustrating at first, but I mean, we won. And it's nothing more to that.
I see Ryan Welty step up with 21 points, all-tournament team, and really felt like he's playing some of his best basketball all season long this weekend. I mean, what's that like seeing a guy like that really step up and perform so well?
I mean, it's not surprising. I don't think he gets as much as credit as he deserves. I mean, he's a great player. He defends well, shoots the ball, makes shots. I mean, like I said, I don't think he gets the credit he deserves.
Now, Washburn, obviously one of those teams in the region hoping to make their way into the NCAA tournament. We're expecting that region to be in Maryville. Man, is this kind of what you expect a game like today, of just grind it out next week, and if you're going to make it through the region?
Yeah, I mean, today's game, Washburn is a great team. They're going to battle because their season's maybe on the line. There's a great team. They play hard. They're well-coached. But we knew today was going to be a battle.
Hey, appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, that is Matt Tritton talking with Justin Pitts. Northwest Missouri State with the win 80-74 as they defeat the Ichabods for the MIAA postseason tournament title. We'll be back and have more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers,
For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri, and their homes are at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back at Municipal Auditorium with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It's a quieter auditorium now than what was a little bit earlier, as the Bearcats claimed their third straight MIAA postseason tournament title with the win over the Washburn Ichabods 80-74.
Yeah, what a great afternoon. Sunday afternoons in Kansas City that end like this, always enjoyable, never gets old.
And it's time to get to our Extra Effort Award finally. And I think we talked to our Extra Effort Award winner just a little bit earlier, as Matt had a chance to talk with Chris Ebu Endow.
Yeah, you know, you look at Endow, and, you know, you almost want to give Endow with a double-double today. He had 13 rebounds, 16 points. He was 8 of 10 at the free throw line and hit four big ones late when guys were missing some late. And, you know, he did most of his damage in the second half. You look at halftime, he only had 2 points and hadn't even attempted a free throw. But then you also look at Ryan Welty today, because in the first half he was huge. 4 of 4 from three-point range, 4 of 4 at the free throw line, had 16 points in the first half. So it's almost like the two of them each kind of had their own half today, but both of them just as important as the other.
And Welty ended up 6 of 6 at the free throw line. So Welty and Dow, really the two guys that were able to knock down some free throws in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, somebody had to do it, so at least those guys were able to step up and get it done.
80-74, the final, Northwest over Washburn. Back to wrap things up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb AgroGrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orsland supplies tools and products for the farm, ranch, lawn, garden, and automotive. More information is available at OrslandFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, more at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. and from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment, repairs, and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest with the win, 80-74, as they defeat the Washburn Ichabods for the MIAA tournament title. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, we'll know later tonight all the details about the Central Regional Tournament, but right now it looks like Northwest should be hosting this thing next week.
Yeah, that's for sure. They were the number one team in the region last week, and after winning the conference tournament championship, there's no reason that they would be dropped down. So basically we're just going to learn who's going to be visiting Maryville next weekend.
Well, it'll be a good day weekend for tourism in the
team. Yeah, absolutely. We always look forward to that for sure.
All right, Matt, enjoyed it this afternoon.
It was a fun one.
And again, the final score, Northwest 80 and Washburn 74. The Bearcats improved to 27-3, and for the Ichabods, they fall to 22-9. Thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast. Matt Gorder here at Municipal Auditorium and Carius Devine Engineering, the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium.